interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you Tri-Cities Prep Jaguar Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. And now, here's the voice of the Jaguars, Brett Powers, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and I come to you from the Friday Night Lights overlooking Tijuana Field in Pasco, Washington, home of your Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars. They're going to be hosting tonight once again an Oregon team. We are welcoming the 3A Oregon Umatilla Vikings to Tijuana Field, and it is homecoming for the Jaguars with all the attendant festivities. The royalty will be coming out here shortly to receive the accolades from the crowd, and of course, we will have football. And for pregame, we'll also have an upcoming interview with Dan Whitsett, who will talk about last week's pretty convincing victory over Soap Lake. And we'll also have a little bit of breakdown of what we might be seeing from the Oregon 3A Vikings this evening. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
And we're back at Tijuana Field with pregame before hosting the Umatilla Vikings. And once again, Coach Dan Whitsett was kind enough to sit down with us and talk a little bit about last week's game with Soap Lake and also what we might expect from the Vikings this evening. So thanks again, Coach, for taking the time. So, boy, what a difference a week makes when it comes to Soap Lake. There was the game with Mabton where we were having false starts all over the place, and then with Soap Lake, I at least saw what seemed to be a pretty clean game as far as that goes.
Well, we went to work, going back to basics. We gave the boys some tools to take with them onto the field and practice during the week in regards to when they hear the play in the huddle and what happens in their mindset between breaking the huddle and the snap of the ball. So we broke it down mentally. We let them all, you know, kind of talk about what goes through their minds, and then we helped them understand what needs to be going through their mind. And you know, we broke that down to it really is a discipline situation and a mental mindset and preparation for the play. So we gave them tools, how to visualize the play as they leave the huddle and what might happen at the snap of the ball, and then get that out of their head, and their entire focus translates to the snap count and getting off the ball as quickly as they can. So I think we definitely improved on it. That was a goal for the game after that Mapton game, like you said. And I think we improved, and we only had three penalties. I think we had a pass interference, we had a hold, and then we had one offsides, I think. So it definitely improved, and we're going to continue to try to get even better at that. And I think their mindset and understanding what their job do on the play was better as well. So we'll keep working in that direction for sure.
You hoping to keep running a stable of running backs out there? Because we were calling Rama's number, we were calling Forbes's number, we called Jason Cole's number. We hoping to continue that trend this week?
Well, you know, Dane Peterson's been gimpy with his shoulder, and I didn't want to run him, and I don't want to run Rama into the ground, of course, and the other two backs, Forbes and Cole, are plenty capable. They're very good athletes. They understand what's going on out there, and they're also both very physical, and so not only do they deserve some carries, but I think in the course of a game, we got to get Rama off the field and get him some rest, because he's playing running back and linebacker both ways. And he's a very active player on the field, and he's also on special teams. So I certainly like to get him rest when I can. And in my opinion, the more carries Forbes and Cole get, the better our offensive line are doing. And that means we can rotate them. If we're having success up front like we did against Soap Lake, then I like to rotate the guys in and give the defense some different looks and give our guys some breaks.
How's our line play look compared to years past? I'm seeing, again, with the exception of Heppner, obviously we had difficulty controlling the line of scrimmage there, but in every subsequent game, it seems to me the line has been doing quite well. How does this compare to what we've seen in the past?
Well, I think this group understands what they're trying to accomplish each play. And I think, you know, technique, they're okay. They're getting there. Physicality, they're okay. They're getting better. But I think the number one thing that this group does well is they get to their block where they're supposed to be. And they don't always win the block, you know, but they get there. They get where they're supposed to be. We have very, very few offensive line missed assignments. And, you know, that's something that is definitely a great place to start, and then improve the physicality, and then, you know, improve the ability to get off the ball quicker, improve our angles, you know, and those kind of things. But understanding the play and understanding what we're trying to accomplish and maintaining their assignments, I'd much rather have that than I'd much rather be there right now than being extremely physical and running the wrong play all the time, you know. So I'd much rather have them understand what we're trying to do, and then we try to improve the physicality. We try to give them better mechanics and get better from that point forward.
Technique and mechanics first, and then you can add the force.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking with Coach Dan Wissett, breaking down a little bit what happened with Soap Lake last week, as well as kind of just general offensive performance compared to previous years. You're listening to Pregame. Before we host the Umatilla Vikings, you're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
Green energy is all the rage these days. For more than 60 years, though, AmeriGas has been providing the most powerful form of green energy to America's homes, businesses, and farms: clean-burning propane. Propane conversion kits allow today's cars, buses, and taxis to have 70% less emissions than those powered by gasoline or diesel. Get propane for your home or business. Call the experts at AmeriGas. In Moses Lake and Othello, call George Guajardo at 488-2312. That's 488-2312.
And we're back at Chihuahua Field with pregame interview with Coach Dan Wissett before hosting the Umatilla Vikings. And we're going to have Coach tell us a little bit about what we might expect from the Vikings this evening. So, Coach, what might Umatilla be showing us?
Well, they're definitely going to be a more physical team. We expected a little more out of Soap Lake last week than what we got. They had some kids injured, some guys out, some key guys. And I think that definitely changed their ability to do some things. They're a little better team than what they showed against us last week. So now we turn around, we go to a 3A Oregon school in Umatilla, who's got a lot of kids and a lot of big kids, and they're very physical. They're much better in their record. There's no question about that. They love to run the ball, and they'll run two running backs, and they'll run a lot of power-heavy stuff. So it's going to be a big contrast from what we've seen the last couple of weeks with Mapton and Soap Lake, and now we're going to have to, prepare ourselves to play a little more smash mouth defense, and so we got some things in the works there. They have two very physical running backs. You know, they're, like I said, they're pretty physical up front. I think we'll be able to out technique them in some aspects, and we're going to probably play with a five man front at times and see how that goes, and put some wrinkles in our defense, because they're pretty much 80% run, 20% pass, and like I said, that's a big contrast from what we've seen the last 2 weeks. So we're going to have to play solid up front and not get pushed around, and that'll be key. Stay in our lanes and limit the room that they have to run the football. Let our linebackers come up and make plays.
Their particular formations, obviously they're not going to run spread, and they're probably not going to run pro. Their particular formations they like.
Yeah, they're pro. Well, they're pro formation with the tight end, two running backs type thing, and then they'll run an H-back sometimes and a little motion. You know, they run power football, and when they throw, they run play action out of that. And so, you know, they're not going to spread out. At least I haven't seen anything where they've spread out and throw the football. That's not their strength at all. Their strength is their linemen and their running backs. And so, you know, we're going to see some they run zone, a lot of power zone with the lead back and front. You know, and on zone, we got to be able to come off our blocks. We got to make sure we don't get zoned up. And what that means is their ability to reach our outside shoulder with the guy that started inside of us. And we got to make sure that doesn't happen, and that we fight pressure. And we'll have to fight that pressure and squeeze it and maintain our lanes, like I said. So good zone or a running team, probably the best zone running team we've seen with the exception of Heppner. And so it'll be a challenge.
So with that in mind, having faced some somewhat more pass-oriented offenses, what would you say then, if you boil down the three keys to the game, what do we have to do to succeed against the Vikings tonight?
Well, they're physical up front on both sides of the ball, so obviously it'd be another challenge for offensive line in the trenches, defensive line against that power zone definitely is going to be, you know, challenge. There's no question. And like I said, it's going to be a different scheme, a different type of physicality than we've seen the last couple of weeks. So the big challenge up front for our guys is to match the physicalness of Umatilla, use their technique, fight and pressure. Real important that our defensive line maintains, and if they control our line, you know, we can get in trouble in a hurry, and it'll be a big challenge for them. Offensively, Dane Peterson still a little hurting with his shoulder. We're still not going to run him a whole lot, but again, we want to improve the passing game. Last week at Soap Lake, I had some opportunities. You know, we could run the ball whenever we wanted, but I purposely threw the ball to work on the passing game. You know, and I probably had some parents in the stands going, why is he throwing the ball? You know, but it's not about that play in that game right there. It's about, hey, we got to get our passing game going. We got to get this guy comfortable. You know, we need to throw some balls and catch some balls. So that's still a work in progress, obviously. Numbers aren't great, but we're not focusing on that. We're focusing on just getting him better every day and getting our receivers better every day. And you know, we still got a ways to go in both aspects, which is encouraging that we won three in a row without a passing game.
Although it did strike me that as far as receivers catching the balls that hit them on the numbers, because Dane can throw an accurate ball,
mm-hmm.
That percentage was higher than anything I'd seen thus far this season.
Yeah, for sure. We, you know, and then the addition of Alex Monolongo, you know, he can do several different things for us. He can line up in the backfield. That's another running back that we had that you didn't mention. But we can also line him up out at slot. And, you know, he's one of the best pass catchers we have. He understands football really well. Obviously, he's got a couple interceptions already and two games played, playing free safety for us. So he's a guy we can do a lot of different things with. And another guy we're you know, putting into the passing game and actually running some particular plays because we do have him now. And that makes a big difference. And I know everybody's got a lot of confidence in him, and Dane's got confidence throwing the ball to him. So hopefully we can continue to improve in that aspect. I really, really want to, in a perfect world, we rush for 2,000 yards, we throw for 2,000 yards with this offense. That's the way this offense is set up. So right now, we're nowhere near that. We rushed for over 1,000 yards, and I think I'm not sure we hit past 100 yards receiving yet. But, you know, ideally, I'd like to be 50-50. Looks like we're going to have to settle for a little less, but we need to throw the ball better, and we need to get it going.
So primarily, it's an issue of, obviously, line control both on offense and defense, and then having a balanced attack in the sense of making sure the running game gets established, but also to be able to exploit those possibilities we have with passing, just as long as folks actually hang on to the ball.
Absolutely. And I think the third thing, you know, when we come out in our five-man front, when we use that five-man front tomorrow night, we have to be able to play man defense. We have to be able to cover our receivers. You know, and that's improved a little bit. We worked on it all day yesterday, the entire practice. And, you know, we still got a ways to go. We're pretty athletic in a lot of ways. And then when we play man defense, we don't look so athletic sometimes. So, you know, and we got to be able to do that. We got to be able to blitz people and play man. We need to be able to run stunts and play man. You know, I don't want to sit back in that cover three zone all the time. I want to be able to get some big plays and take some chances on defense. And in order to do that, we need to be able to man up on somebody for about 5 seconds. And that's something that we're working hard on, and we're gonna show that again tomorrow night. And that's a key. I mean, that's a big key, is we got to be able to play man defense.
So line control, getting the offense on track, particularly when it comes to passing, but then we also have to play man defense in part so we can put the pressure on the Viking backfield.
Yeah, we got to release more guys to fight off their run game.
Yeah.
in that zone. So we're going to have to be bringing some backers and running some stunts. And in particular, in addition to that, with the five-man front, you know, so you got fewer people in coverage, so we're going to have to play man defense.
So we'll be looking for a little bit of line crowding tonight, I think. On occasion.
Yeah. But some of our guys really love facing this type of offense. You know, Rahman Rudolph, he much rather attack the run than play pass defense. Joseph Porch, you know, same thing. Michael Forbes, he does real well at both, but, you know, he likes to attack the run as well. And Tristan Barnett, he loves, you know, from the D-tackle position, he loves teams that run at him. So I think the guys are going to really look forward to it, and I think they're going to be up to the task.
All right. We've been talking to Coach Dan Whitsitt both about performance last week with Soap Lake, but also what we'll be seeing this evening from the Umatilla Vikings. Thanks once again, Coach, for taking the time.
You bet.
We'll be back fairly soon with kickoff. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
Everyone is talking about Pancakes to Go because Pancakes to Go is the only drive-thru restaurant that serves nothing but Pancakes to Go.
I tried other fast food restaurants, but cutting a short stack and tearing open a syrup container while driving is just too dangerous.
That's why Pancakes to Go pioneered two ways to enjoy pancakes while commuting. Pancakes in a tube and hot steaming pancake smoothies.
Pancakes in a tube uses proprietary Pancakes to Go technology known as the Squeeze Easy Applicator
for guaranteed uniform pancake dispensing.
I squeezed a double stack this morning.
And how about those pancake smoothies?
Pancakes to Go does them with maple syrup and butter, fresh fruit, or if you're really in a hurry, the time-saving buckwheat espresso smoothie.
My favorite's the maple mocha.
Everybody loves Pancakes to Go, and you will too. Just drive through where you see the big dripping bowl of batter. Pancakes to Go, where you can get pancakes to go.
We love you, Pancakes to Go.
And visit us on the web at pancakestogo.com for hot, fresh pancakes with guaranteed two-day delivery.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back live at Shewana Field in Pasco for homecoming for your Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars. They are hosting the Umatilla Vikings. Umatilla, 3A Oregon school with a large lineup of students with their blue trousers, and white jersey tops, having starting lineups here shortly to get things going here. Can talk a little bit about the Vikings in addition to what Coach Whitson has said. We can go over what Umatilla has done thus far this season. Umatilla actually is 0-4. They had kind of a rough go of things. They lost their opening game to Union Cove 50-6. Then they lost to Pilot Rock 32-26, 30-27 to Aragon. And then last week they went up to White Swan in Yakima Valley and again lost 32-26. So they have lost three close games, but in being 0-4, the coach is quite confident that they can manage the Jaguars. In an article in the Hermiston Herald earlier this week, they said such things as they were confident they could beat our man defense, which is interesting if you had been listening to Dan Whitt's interview at the in the pregame section of our broadcast. We run mostly cover three, and nevertheless, Umatilla is under the impression that we typically run man defense. And to quote, they feel confident they can contain the running and passing skills of, quote, burly Dane Peterson, unquote. Now, those of you who are familiar with Jaguar football know Dane Peterson, and he's quite the athlete. But we also have to remember the Dean is 6'5", 205, and even though it's 205, that's 6'5", and you can't really describe him as burly. He's quite tall, with long legs, which has served him well in acting as perhaps leading rusher thus far for the season, but you wouldn't exactly call him burly. But at any rate, both the Umatilla coach and a number of the players interviewed in this Hermiston Herald article said, "Oh yeah, yeah, we're not going to have any trouble with Tri-City Prep." In fairness, the Jaguars are hardly coming in overconfident with an Oregon 3A team that is significantly larger. There's sufficient concern. You know, the boys are certainly not taking this for granted. To review the keys for the game, there's a reality of having to dominate the line of scrimmage. Now, Umatilla is going to present an offensive line that is going to be significantly larger than Prep's. And so Prep is going to have to make sure that they execute their blocks perfectly, to make sure they seal the edges for the running game, as well as contain the running lanes, zone running lanes that Umatilla's offense is going to provide. Umatilla will provide primarily a running offense. They're going to spend most of their time rushing. They will pass. But the pass is going to come about as a result of play action more than spread features that attack downfield with numerous receivers. Dan Witts is also hoping to firmly establish the passing game. Dean Peterson had a pretty good week last week. He went 6 for 9. It was with one interception, and it was for slightly under 100 yards. But he was throwing an accurate ball, and his receivers, for pretty much the first time this season, were actually managing to hang on to the ball. And finally, the final key to the game is a lockdown in man coverage. As I said earlier, Tri-City's Prep tends to run cover 3. Tonight, given the fact that Umatilla is going to have a strong running attack, we're going to put more people up on the line of scrimmage, but that means that the secondary is going to be more responsible for managing their assignments in the secondary. So when Umatilla passes, we may well be in man defense, and that's going to put pressure on our defensive backs to make sure that they are providing coverage on their men downfield. The teams are lined up for kickoff. Hogan Jones is stepping back for the kickoff. We have Alex Watson and... I want to say, nope, that is 34. That is Joshua Cummins, deep to receive for the Vikings. The Jaguars will be going left to right as we view the field. And as the sun finally sets in the sky, Hogan Jones puts his foot to it and gives a middling kick that bounces at the 22-yard line. And the Viking return squad decides they don't want to have anything to do with the return coverage. Bennett Peterson recovers. I shouldn't say recovers. He downs the ball at the 21-yard line. And so Umatilla will be in business on their 21 to start the game. They're coming out, the Vikings coming out once again in their dark blue trousers and their white jersey tops. Dark blue helmet with a Viking streak on it. Kind of similar to what you might see Minnesota put forward in the NFL. And apparently this was actually an onside kick, because we have possession at 21. Dane Peterson hands off to Ram Rudolph, who gets hit at the corner but manages to turn it upfield. And I am sorry to mislead you. That's Prep ball deep in Umatilla territory, and right away, Ram Rudolph gives us a 6-yard gain. Tackled by number 17, Rick Silvario for Umatilla. Check that, that's a 5-yard gain. But he brings the ball down to the 16. So Tri-City's Prep in business early on. Apparently the Vikings must have touched the ball on the kickoff that I did not see, and already the Viking coach doesn't like what he sees. So with barely 30 seconds off the clock, they're calling timeout, and we'll take timeout with 11:29 to go in the first quarter. We are scoreless at Chihuahua Field. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hard to believe, but winter is on the way. So now is a great time to have a seasonal efficiency check on your heating, plumbing, or electrical system. Call Campbell & Company, your Lennox partner today, for a diagnostic on any one of these systems for just $20. Regularly $79, you save $59 for a limited time. Prevent costly system outages. Call today for your home diagnostic appointment. Trust Campbell & Company, your Lennox home comfort partner.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West 1st Avenue, Kennewick.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Chihuahua Field. Fresh back from timeout, Tri-Cities Prep immediately goes to the line of scrimmage, and they throw a screen pass to Alex Montelongo on the left, but Rama Rudolph left a little bit too soon, so that is going to result in a false start and a five-yard penalty, which means that, unfortunately, Rama's run is going to be canceled, and their Tri-Cities Prep is going to be back at their original line of scrimmage at the 21, facing, instead of second and five, a second and 10. Don't want to see on the second play from scrimmage a lapse in judgment in the offense. We don't want to see these false start penalties. Jaguars come out with two wide receivers to the left and one to the right, and the handoff is Rudolph, and he's trying to swing to the left, and he's got some pursuit, but he manages to get past the original line of scrimmage. Runs it upfield on the far left side, and he manages to squeeze inside the 15-yard line all the way down to the 12-yard line. So that's a 9-yard gain before he's finally brought down by Antonio Moreno for the Vikings. So it's all Rama with three snaps. We had a 5-yard gain, then we had a 5-yard penalty. Again, that was due to Rama. Then we have a 9-yard gain due to Rama. So can't say it's necessarily the Rama Rudolph show, but pretty much thus far it is. But with only 1 minute to go, passed on the clock thus far. And the handoff is to Rudolph, and this time he is met in the backfield by big number 77, Jared Adams. That's a 6'3", 275-pound defensive lineman, and he throws Rama back for a 3-yard loss. So on third and one, now the ball placed on the 15-yard line of Umatilla. Jaguars facing fourth and a long four. We have two running backs with Peterson in shotgun, and it looks like we have a whistle before the play got off, and it looks to me like the Vikings definitely got into the neutral zone, so the question is, were they drawn offside? The white hat is coming forward now. It's a dead ball. It's a false start. Someone on the prep line moved. So, unfortunately, we have another 5-yard penalty. Dan Whitsitt mentioned in pregame we had three penalties last week. Already, we have two with barely a minute and a half gone. Fourth and nine from the Umatilla 20. Peterson is rolling right, wants to throw, and then he keeps it. He tucks it in, and he manages to get back down to the 12-yard line before he runs out of bounds before any contact checked at the 13-yard line. So on a fourth and nine, Peterson manages to get seven back, but the Jaguars are going to turn the ball over on downs as a result, and that is attributed directly to lack of focus offensive penalties on the part of the Jaguars. That didn't happen last week against Soap Lake. It happened with alarming frequency against Mapp in the prior week. We do not want to be seeing that. Against this Viking offense, we cannot afford to be making mistakes. So Umatilla takes over on their 19-yard line, and in keeping with their rushing offense, they hand off, taking over from the 12 for about a 3-yard gain. The running back, whose number I was unable to get, was tackled by Tristan Barnett. The quarterback for the Vikings is number 2, Jesus Ramirez, a 5'9", 150 sophomore. He is in shotgun with two running backs next to him, and he hands off to pick number 34, who tries to turn upfield, and he ends up going in the wrong direction, trying to get around the corner, but he did not get close before Tristan Barnett tracked him down, and Tristan dropped him for a 4-yard loss. That was Cummins. Yeah, 34, Joshua Cummins.
That's a 5'9", listed as a 5'9", 145-pound freshman. That is almost certainly incorrect, because from what I see, here we go. That's Aaron Simmons, the 6'3", 265-pound running back. Yeah, that's a big piece of running back to be taken down, and Barnett hauled him down. So third and 12 now for Umatilla from their 12, and Ramirez is back to pass, and he swings to the right, and it is complete to the on the 10-yard line. That was caught by Cason Manley, tackled by Michael Forbes, but not until 9 yards are recovered. So make track, check that, make that 10 yards. They got down to the 21-yard line. So Umatilla now facing a fourth down. Fourth down and 3 from their 21-yard line. And Umatilla has a man deep. That is Aaron Simmons. And it looks to be punt formation. Simmons looks to be a little bit too big to be trying to make a run for it. He takes a bounce snap, and he fumbles it. He finally manages to get it off. And he gets off a pretty nice arcing punt that hits the 45-yard line of Umatilla and then crosses midfield all the way down to the Tri-Cities Prep 42 before it is brought down by number 7, Alex Watson. So we have a trade-off of possessions here with 8:14 to go in the first quarter, no score. Tri-Cities Prep, their first possession was marred by penalties. And Umatilla's first possession, frankly, just wasn't able to get out of first gear. So the Jaguars take over on their 43-yard line. Once again, there's two running backs set. They have two wide receivers split wide to the right and one to the left. Shotgun position. Peterson waits for the handoff, and he hands it off to Forbes, who bursts into the right-hand hole and manages to get into the linebacker core. Pushes it past the 45-yard line to the 47-yard line. That's a 4-yard gain. He was tackled by number 33, Tristan Sanguino of the Vikings. So second and 6 for the Jaguars. When Brett is moving the ball, the early indications they're able to move the ball, they need to stop shooting themselves in the foot with motion penalties. Second down and 6 to go. Alex Montelongo in motion, and the handoff is to Montelongo, and Montelongo fumbles it, and it is recovered by number 67, Antonio Moreno, for the Vikings. So a fumble on the second possession, and the Jaguars are not clicking on offense like they have in the past. Umatilla is going to take over the ball now on the Tri-Cities Prep 43-yard line. Two offensive possessions, and neither of them had ended well for the Jaguars thus far this evening. And against this large Umatilla rushing attack, there is not much room for error. First and 10, Umatilla tries to be struck 43. Two running back shotgun formation, and the handoff once again is to the big 265-pound Cummins. Check that, Simmons. And he manages to rumble ahead to about the 40-yard line, so that was a 3-yard gain. He was brought down by Jacob Amato. So second down and 7 to go now from the Prep 40. Ramirez in shotgun with two running backs on either side of him. He claps with a snap, and this time he hands off to number 28, and take that back. It looked like it was a handoff to 28, but in fact it was another handoff to Simmons, and he was met in the backfield. The line was not fooled by that. Tackle for a loss by 52, Joseph Porch. And that's a loss of 3. So, 3rd and 10 now for the Vikings from the Prep 43. 6:29 to go first quarter, no score. Ramirez back to throw, and he does. He throws to the right, and he's way long in his receiver. That ball was closer to Hogan Jones, who was providing coverage on that play, and Hogan was able to get his hand on it, but the ball falls incomplete. So 4th and 10 for the Vikings, and it appears that, yes, once again, they have their 6'3", 265 pounds. He's listed as an offensive lineman. But this is number 54, Aaron Simmons, and he's been doing duty at running back. In fact, he's done the bulk of the running thus far for the Vikings. And he is the punter, and he is standing right now at the Viking 45. with Michael Forbes deep to receive. Simmons gets a, or Montelongo deep to receive. He gets a wobbling end over end kick that lands at the prep 18, bounces to the right, and goes out of bounds at the prep 15. So, each team has had two possessions at this point, and not much to speak for it. Tri-City Prep has, frankly, been hampered by mistakes. Penalties on their first possession, a fumble on their second possession. Lujoa, however, hasn't been able to get their offense out of first gear. Tri-City Prep is dominating the line of scrimmage, particularly on defense. And as a result, it's been three and out for the Vikings both times. So let's see if third time challenge the Tri-City Prep. They are taking over the ball on their own 14-yard line, and as they come out of the huddle, we find two receivers split wide to the right, two to the left. No, check that, one to the left, and we have the two running backs back next to Peterson, and then he puts Montelongo in motion, and then Peterson steps back and he wants to throw, and he's got his man, he can't hold his Jones at the 50, and he hit Jones in the numbers, and he dropped it. He was wide open. He had three steps on the secondary. He did have to stop to turn around for the pass, but it hit him in the numbers, and he dropped it. And once again, the receiving core continues to, frankly, betray our offense. Second and 10 Jaguars from their 14-yard line. 6:07 to go in the first quarter. No score. Two wide receivers split wide to the right for the Jaguars. Shotgun snap. And Peterson wants to hand off, and he does. He gives it to Rudolph, who turns to the right, and he manages to make his first tackle past 20. He's up to 25, gets to the 30, at the 30-yard line. Touch by Ronald Rudolph. 17-yard gain, gets to the 31-yard line. Tackle by number 67, Antonio Moreno. That is nice to see. After that, frankly, heartbreaking pass drop. Tri-City's Prep, that was a 16-yard gain. I checked that. I had it marked at the 30, at the 31. The referees ended up placing it at 30. So first down, Jaguars at the Tri-Cities Prep 30. 5:43 to go, first quarter, no score. Tri-Cities Prep hosting Umatilla here at Chihuahua in Pasco. Shotgun formation, Montelongo in motion, and the handoff is to him in the jet sweep. And he's turning left side, he manages to turn the corner. He's past the 40, he dances up to the 45. There's a flag on the play. Before he's finally tackled at the 44-yard line, once again by Antonio Moreno, who's seeing quite a bit of defensive work here today. But given where that flag was dropped, typically that's offensive holding. We'll see what the white hat has to say. And the call is, in fact, holding against Tri-Cities Prep. So that would have been about a 14-yard gain. That will be erased. And Prep will be pushed back. Once again, inside their 30-yard line. Looks like the ball is going to be placed on the 19 of Prep. And that is going to give Tri-Cities Prep a first down and about 20. They need to get to the 40-yard line. They're going to call that 21. Yep. Tri-Cities Prep needs to get to their 40. Currently, they're on their 19. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Two running backs on either side of Dane Peterson from the shotgun. Peterson running to the right, wants to throw, and he does. And he hits Bennett Peterson at 25, and he makes the first guy miss, and he's off the way. Down to the 30, at the 40, down to the 45. For both finally tackles. And number 7, Alex Watson, if not a fill. At the 43-yard line, yes, indeed, we needed 21. That was 24. So, first attempt at the passing game certainly didn't work. That one did. Once again, Dane Peterson hits Bennett Peterson, in this case in the numbers. Bennett tucked it away, and he ran for 15 yards after the catch. Good, good pass play there. First down, Jaguars on their 43-yard line. 4:42 to go, first quarter, no score. Montelongo in motion. Want to hand off to him, they fake it. Then they hand it off to Rudolph, and then they blow the play dead. That was the back judge that threw the flag. That's almost certainly, it's either motion on Tri-Cities Prep or it's going to be offside, and it is. Offside against Umatilla. So happily, Tri-Cities Prep executed that just right, and it must be that the Umatilla player made contact. It was more than just a neutral zone violation, he must have hit an offensive lineman just to play one off, thereby rendering it dead. So Tri-Cities Prep now faces a 1st and 5 from their 48-yard line. Tri-Cities Prep needs a clean possession here. It looks like when they're able to snap the ball, they're able to move it at will. They just need to play clean football, and it looks like things might be all right. Two wide receivers split wide to the right. He puts Bennett Peterson in motion, and the handoff is to Rudolph. And that time, Tri-Cities Prep did not win the battle in the line of scrimmage. He was met in the backfield by number 68, Hector Gomez, and he lost 3 yards on that play. So a 1st and 5 now becomes a 2nd down and 8 from the Tri-Cities Prep 45 yards. 3:47 to go, first quarter. No score, Tri-Cities Prep hosting Matilla on homecoming. Shotgun formation. Once again, that 2 running back set up, and this time it's the quarterback keeper, and Dane takes one, and then he cuts back to the right, and here's it over the field. He's past midfield. He's down to the 40, down to the 35, before finally puts out of bounds by number 59, Diego Ramirez. But not until they're marking that down at the 33. So that's a 22-yard gain for Mr. Peterson. Good for another Tri-Cities Prep first down. Gets up all the way down to the 33. So Tri-Cities Prep, having started this particular march down on their 14-yard line, moving the ball quite well and playing clean football. They push it now down all the way down to the Umatilla 33. 3:31 to go first quarter. No score, but Prep on the march. Shotgun formation. 2 wide receivers split to the left. 2 running backs next to Dane. Here's the snap. And the handoff is to Rudolph. And he tries to cut left, and he's met the backfield. He manages to take the tackle. He's trying to turn the corner, and he makes it. He manages to make the corner. He gets past the line of scrimmage. And he actually managed to get a 3-yard gain out of that. There's lost a lot of east-west running before he was tackled by Tristan Sanguino. Tough running. Rudolph, I want to say, was met back at the 37-yard line, but he managed to shed that tackler and get down to the 30. So tough running once again from Rudolph. 2nd down and 7 for the Jaguars from the Umatilla 30. The usual shotgun formation, and the handoff is to Rudolph, and he busts through the line and gets to the linebacker. He sheds yet one tackler. He sheds another tackler. He manages to pull forward inside the 25-yard line before he's finally brought down by Alex Watson. And they're looking, they are marking up all the 24-yard line. That was a 6-yard gain. Check that. No, that's right, 24-yard line. Leaving a 3rd down, that was the 2nd down, sure. Okay. There's a 3rd down and 1 now facing the Jaguars from the 24. Probably. No, they did have 1 3rd down there earlier possession, but they were marred by penalties. When Tri-Cities Prep has been able to march, 3rd down has not been an issue for them. Let's see if they can convert. 3rd and 1 from the Umatilla 24. Shotgun snap, handed off to Rudolph, and once again he sent the backfield, and again he sets the tackler, managed to turn the corner, and get down inside the 20-yard line before he's tackled again by Alex Watson. But once again, Umatilla is not able to make their first contact work. If they were, it might be a different story. But because Rudolph keeps churning, he's making the first tackler miss, and then he's able to turn a loss into positive yardage. 4-yard gain on that play is good for Tri-Cities Prep first down, and they are just at the Viking red zone. 1st and 10 Jaguars on the 20, and now with it has spread it out. There's an empty backfield. 3 wide receivers split to the left, 2 to the right. Peterson's back, wants to throw under pressure. Sets the tackler, now he's running to the left. He's got a wide open field. 20, 15, 10, 2 from the center, 5. And he is in for the touchdown. In fourth and running by Dane Peterson. He found the coverage downfield, and he shoots the defenders, and he motored 20 yards for the touchdown. Technically an 86-yard march for the Jaguars. So practically speaking, it was going to be a 91-yard march after the various penalties were accounted for. Hogan Jones on for the point after touchdown. Here's a snap. Falls down. The kick is up. And it is good with 1:16 to go in the first quarter. Jaguar 7, Vikings 0. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KSFS.
Kennewick St. Joseph's Catholic School has been preparing leaders for the church and the world for more than 50 years. All successful school systems require parent involvement, and with over 10,000 hours of volunteer service to the school, St. Joseph's parent community sets the standard. St. Joseph's has a superb children's center and Montessori preschool programs. Is there anything more important than your child's education? St. Joseph's Catholic School, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
This is KHSS. Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Tijuana Field in Pasco. Our Tri-Cities Prep leads the Umatilla Vikings 7-0. 1:16 to go, first quarter. Hogan Jones lined up to kick off. Ricky Silvario and Big Joshua Cummins, the 5'9", supposedly, 5'9", 145-pound wide receiver, deep to receive. That number 34 is decidedly bigger than that. Jones approaches the ball, and this time he gives a deep kick, and it's chasing for that ball back to the end zone, where that ball bounces in for a touchback. The last kickoff, Hogan placed it so the ball hit about 22, and no one was able to recover. It ended up being a pooch onside to open the game. Consequently, Umatilla brought their up men up, and then Jones just boomed it over their heads for the touchback. So Umatilla will be in business on their 20-yard line to start their third possession. Third time was a charm for the Jaguars. Their first two possessions, marred by penalties and a fumble, managed to march ultimately 86 yards for the goal for the first score of the game with 1:16 to go. Umatilla is in business. Ramirez hands off to number 17, and he immediately runs into quite a bit of traffic. Actually, behind the line of scrimmage, he's going to be tackled for a loss, met first by Joseph Porch. So, no, check that. That's going to be a loss, too. It's interesting how I mentioned during the game that Umatilla was convinced that they could control the line of scrimmage. They could control Rama Rudolph and Dane Peterson, and just offensively, they have no answers for both Rama and Dane, and thus far, early on, knock on wood, Tri-Cities Prep seems to be controlling the line of scrimmage from defense. Ramirez seems to want to pass, he then burns to the corner, and he wants to run, and he manages to turn the corner before he's finally run out of bounds. Finally run out of bounds by number 21, Rama Rudolph, but not before he was able to get the ball up to the 24-yard line, so gains 6, having faced a second and 12. Umatilla now has the ball at about their 25-yard line, so they're facing a third, no, 24, they're facing a third and 6. Umatilla having had no success with their zone running thus far, being able to pierce the Tri-Cities Prep defensive line. Tri-Cities Prep only presents 3 men on the line right now. So the linebackers are crowding kind of close. Ramirez had one man in the backfield, and he wants to go back to pass. Now he backs down to try to run it, but he ends up getting run down by Tristan Barnett before he's able to get out of first gear. And that might have got back to the original line of scrimmage. We'll go ahead and grant him that. We'll say that Jesus Ramirez, the 5'9", 150-pound sophomore quarterback, managed to get back to the original line of scrimmage. He saw a zone opening on the left, and as he darted into it, that Tristan Barnett, who is just built solid, that, no, you're not going here. And that marks the end of the first quarter, where Tri Cities Prep leads Umatilla Vikings 7-0. So they're going to take a break, and we're going to take a break. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
The nation's most versatile source of energy is propane, also known as liquefied petroleum. Propane is used by more than 60 million Americans in homes, industry, farming, and more. AmeriGas is America's expert propane supplier. Since 1959, AmeriGas's mission has been to provide you with the safest, most reliable, and most responsive propane service available. Transform your energy source today with propane. In Walla Walla, Tri-Cities, and Hermiston, call Bob Christensen at 582-8888. That's 582-8888.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Chihuahua Field in Pasco, Washington. It's homecoming. Tri-Cities Prep hosting the Umatilla Vikings. Prep leading 7-0. Tail of the tape for the first quarter. Tri-Cities Prep total offense, 108 yards. Umatilla 12. Umatilla facing a fourth down and 7, and once again they're in punt formation with their big punter Aaron Simmons deep. Three and out every time for the Vikings thus far. Simmons gets off a wobbly end-over-end punt that bounces at the 50, takes a Viking bouncer, Montelongo gathers it in at the 45, and he dances up back up to the 50-yard line, gets just into the Umatilla side of the field before he's brought down by number 11, Cody Simpson. There's a flag on the play, deep on the Umatilla side of the ball. Second quarter now, the Jaguars will be moving from right to left as we stand and look at the field. And we had opposing penalties. We have holding both on Umatilla and on Tri-Cities Prep. So I'm going to assume, from my decidedly less than expert capacity when it comes to interpreting the Byzantine rules of American football, that this is going to be offsetting and the ball is simply going to be set at midfield. And the Jaguars, well, no, now they're marching off penalty yards against the Jaguars. So, interesting. I'm not sure if maybe there were multiple holding penalties or perhaps the initial signal was incorrect on the official's part, which is certainly possible. I mean, we just started the second quarter. So the ball will be placed on the 40-yard line of Tri-Cities Prep. No penalty in down yardage, so it's first and 10. Jaguars from the prep 40. Jaguars showing their normal offense, which is two wide receivers to the left and two running backs opposite side of Peterson from shotgun. And Peterson is back to throw, and they stuff the box. They want to blitz, and they're going to get it. Peterson took a little bit too long hanging on to the ball, and he was met by number 13, Fabricio Garcia, as well as Tristan Sanguino and Jared Adams. So an 8-yard sack on that. Vikings brought a lot of pressure on that play, and the secondary must have been doing their job because Dane had time. There was an actual pocket forming, and he had time to throw, but he didn't pull the trigger. And then those three Vikings descended upon him. The second and 18 after the sack. Single setback next to Peterson in shotgun. Two wide receivers split to either side. Now Montelongo's in motion towards the quarterback, and the handoff looked to be to Montelongo. It was a delayed handoff to Rudolph, and again, the Viking defense was not fooled. Tackled by number 77, Jared Adams. My faithful statistician it shows some perplexity, and that the Umatilla roster shows two number 77s, so we're going to go with the older one. Not your fault, Michael. That's good work. Loss of three on the play, so now Tri-Cities Prep facing a third and 21. Now we have spread offense. Three wide receivers to the right, to the left rather, two to the right, and Peterson back to throw, and then he takes up that field, and he's on to the races. He's past 35, past the 40, past midfield, and gets the Tri-City Club first down all the way down at the Umatilla 45, tackled finally by number 17, Ricky Silverio. Umatilla defense looked like they finally were on to something. The line was finally making some penetration. The running game had been hampered, and then we went into spread. And the linebacker and secondary corps had no answer for Dane. That was a 26-yard run by Dane. First and 10 at the Umatilla 45. Shotgun formation. Empty backfield. Snap is to Peterson, and it's an immediate quarterback keeper, and he instantly scampers into a hole on the right side and burns another 16 yards down to the 29-yard line, where he's finally brought down by the Umatilla quarterback, Jesus Ramirez. And it looks like the Umatilla coach wants to talk things over. So he calls timeout with 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. We'll take timeout, too. Tri-City Prep 7, Umatilla 0, here at Chihuahua on homecoming. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Chihuahua Field in Pasco. Tri-Cities Prep is leading the Umatilla Vikings 7-0 at homecoming. Dan Whitsitt getting a little bit into the head of the Umatilla coach. We've gone from an H-back formation now to a spread offense. And since we've moved to spread, they do not have an answer for us. Dane Peterson back to passing, throws a good screen to Michael Ford. He turns the corner. He has to get down to the 20-yard line, and then he lowers his shoulder and just levels Ricky Silverio for another 3 yards. That is good for a 10-yard gain. And another Tri-City Prep first down. Umatilla had our H-back offense figured out, but since we have moved to the spread, they have no answer. It has been first down. Quarterback run. Quick hit, screen pass to Michael Forbes. First down. First down, Tri-Cities Prep on the Umatilla 19. Empty backfield, spread formation. 3 and 2 wide receivers side to side. Peterson wanted to keep it, and he immediately was met by 3 Vikings. He then turned around and managed to scramble all the way back, not quite in the original line of scrimmage. He ends up losing 1 on the play. It's a 2nd and 11, where he's finally brought down by Ricky Silverio, his name we keep calling. He's the deep receiving man, one of the deep receiving men for the Vikings, but he has also been all over the place from his linebacker position. Single setback, shotgun snap, ends up being an option pitch to Rudolph, who hits, and he's off to the races. He's in down to 15, into 10, and down to the end zone for a touchdown. So we have a flag on the play, and it's holding against Tri-Cities Prep. So once again, some offensive errors negate an otherwise outstanding play. So a 21-yard touchdown run by Rama Rudolph is negated on the holding penalty. So instead of kicking point after touchdown and simply saying we'll move on from there, where we had 2nd and 11, we now have 2nd and 21. From the 30. So, split formation once again. Empty backfield. Shotgun formation. The snap. Dane wants to throw, and he does. And he throws quick, but there was either a confusion on the running of the route. That ball was intended for Jacob Amato, but the ball was thrown well behind him. I don't know. Amato ran a curl. He ran an inside curl, and the fold was thrown as though Peterson was expecting him to run out. So I'm not sure if that was confusion on the route that was supposed to have been run or just a poorly thrown ball. Third down and 21 now. Once again, spread formation. Peterson wants to throw, and he does. And he throws to the left, and boy, a nice arcing ball, but a little bit behind and over Dane, or excuse me, Bennett Peterson. And I'll tell you what, Peterson had a good two strides on his two defensive backs, and he could have crawled into the end zone if Dane had managed to hit his brother in stride. Difficult to do, in fairness, at the high school football level. 8:35 to go in the first half. Tri-Cities Prep leads the Umatilla Vikings 7-0 here at 2-1 field in Pasco. It's homecoming. And now, before we can get the next play off, Dan Whitsitt wants to talk things over with his offense, so we're going to take a timeout as well. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
Hard to believe, but winter is on the way. So now is a great time to have a seasonal efficiency check on your heating, plumbing, or electrical system. Call Campbell & Company, your Lennox partner today, for a diagnostic on any one of these systems for just $20. Regularly $79, you save $59 for a limited time. Prevent costly system outages. Call today for your home diagnostic appointment. Trust Campbell & Company, your Lennox home comfort partner.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Shewana Field with 8:35 to go in the first half. Tri-Cities Prep leading Umatilla at homecoming 7-0. Facing a fourth down and long from the Umatilla 30-yard line. And Peterson wants to go for all of it. And he throws deep left side to his brother, Bennett Peterson. The ball's overthrown a little bit. And we had Ricky Silvario there with coverage. Managed to break that pass up. So the deep route's not working for the Jaguars thus far the second quarter. So for the second time, Jaguars going to end up turning the ball over on downs. The bad news is, out of four possessions, Jaguars have only been able to convert on one. The good news is they are stuffing the Oregon 3A Umatilla Vikings. The Vikings don't have a first down yet. They're going to try again from their 30-yard line. Ramirez, the quarterback. Joshua Cummins, the running back, and the snap is to Ramirez, and it bounces to Ramirez. He manages to pick it up and then tries to get out of first gear, but he has no luck whatsoever. The line then swarms him, led by Joseph Porch, and Bennett Peterson involved on that tackle as well. Loss of four on the play. Second down now and 14 for the Vikings from the 26. 8 minutes to go, first half, Tri-Cities Prep leading Umatilla on homecoming, 7-0. The snap to Ramirez, hands off and then fumbled and immediately dropped on by one of the Jaguar defensive linemen. That was barely 32, that was Jason Cole. Jason Cole with a fumble recovery, and now the Jaguars are back in business. Deep in Umatilla territory. There's a mouthful. I got to find some other way to say that. Maybe I need to say Viking territory. They will take over the ball on the Viking 22-yard line. And facing a fresh set of downs. Now maybe the offense can get on track. We're back to the H-back formation. Two wide receivers to the left, two running backs level with Peterson in shotgun formation. The handoff is to Peterson. The snap to Peterson, the handoff to Ronald Rudolph, and he manages to turn the corner in on the inside to the left, but he's met by a number of defensive linemen led by number 55, Alec Williams, and he frankly was only able to get back to the original line of scrimmage. So, second and 10 now from the 22. Dan Witts is throwing the Jaguar offense out there in two distinct formations. He's got a somewhat of a power running game with either a pro set or an H-back formation. And then he's gone spread. And when he's gone spread, the Vikings have no answer for the running game. The passing game hasn't worked quite as we might like. We still have the H-back formation. Peterson wants to throw, and he does, and he's got his men. Jacob Amaro gathered that ball in the 2-yard line, and he went to the end zone for a 22-yard touchdown. I'm telling you, there was no one within 15 yards of him. There was no coverage on that play. Jacob Amaro had the easiest touchdown he's ever likely to have. The Viking defense completely blew the coverage on that play, and Dan threw a nice ball to him. Hogan Jones on for the point after touchdown. Here's the snap. The ball is down. The kick is up, and, man, he rocketed that thing through there. And it is good. Going to first half. Your Jaguars lead the Umatilla Vikings 14-0. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West First Avenue, Kennewick.
A quality education is the greatest gift you can give to a child. And quality education is what Kennewick's St. Joseph's Catholic School is all about. Limited class size and a diversity of teaching methods meet the individual needs of every student. With a rigorous Christ-centered curriculum that includes music, art, and computers, our students are prepared academically, socially, and spiritually for life in high school and beyond. St. Joseph's Catholic School in Kennewick, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back at Juana Field. We're Tri-Cities Prep with 6:56 to go. Till halftime here at homecoming, lead the Umatilla Vikings 14-0. Tail of the tape, Tri-Cities Prep offense, 172 yards. Umatilla offense, 8 yards. And Hogan Jones kicks off the ball shallow to the left where it is fumbled at the 10 by number 34. And that ball is recovered again by Tri-City Prep's team. I want to say that ball was recovered by Tristan Barnett. So, to the Vikings, and I got to say, I recommend you go to the Hermiston Herald and look up the article that talks about Hermiston's plans, but Umatilla's plans for the Jaguars. They had tremendous confidence coming in here. They cannot get their offense out of first gear. Their last two possessions have been fumbles that have been overwhelmed by the Jaguars, and this is the second possession in a row where the Jaguars are in business inside the Umatilla 25. First down at the 23. Spread offense. Peterson low, Peterson the empty backfield. He throws the screen to Forbes, and Forbes manages to get down the left sideline, down the 20, past the 15, all the way down to the 10-yard line, 13-yard gain. Boys finally brought down by Alex Watson. First down Jaguars at the 10. It's going to be first and goal. They're saying it's just long enough to get inside the end zone. The Jaguars won't have the advantage, the luxury, rather, of picking up an additional first down, but in all honesty, when the Jaguar offense has not been making offensive penalty mistakes, they've largely been able to move well, particularly when they're in spread, which they are now. Three wide receivers split wide to the right, two to the left. Peterson alone in shotgun with an empty backfield. Here's the snap. Now we have Montelongo in motion. Fake handoff to him, and Peterson cuts to the right in what amounts to a naked bootleg. And he's met by defenders at the 10, but managed to out-juke them and actually turn a negative into a positive. He gets all the way down to the 5-yard line before he's finally brought down by Elijah Pine. So picked up of technically 5 yards for Dane on that play. Second and goal now for the Jaguars from just inside the Umatilla 6. Technically, that's described as being at the 5-yard line. 5:40 to go, first half. pretty much all Jaguars. It is 14-0 Tri-Cities Prep over Umatilla. Now we have to spread again, but we've got Montalongo in the back. Check that. We have Rudolph in the backfield. Montalongo in motion. They have it off of the jet. This is Montalongo. And he turns the corner on the right side. He's looking downfield for 5 yards. And the Tri-Cities Prep touchdown. So boom, boom. Tri-Cities Prep recovers the fumble at their 22. They pass it to Jacob Amato. And then there's a fumble on the ensuing Viking kickoff. They take the ball in on 23. And Alex Montalongo goes in for the touchdown. 2nd quarter looking quite a bit crisper for the Tri-Cities Prep offense than the 1st quarter had. Hogan Jones, whom in my PA days I used to call Mr. Automatic, on for the point after touchdown. He does have a strong leg. Here's the snap. Ball is down. The kick is up. And it is good with 5:22 to go in the first half. Your score now. Tri-Cities Prep 21. Umatilla, nothing. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Tijuana Field in Pasco, where Tri-Cities Prep leads to Umatilla Vikings at homecoming. 21-0. Tri-Cities Prep pretty much having the right of the Vikings here in the 2nd quarter. Totally Umatilla offense. Negative 40 yards. Hogan Jones lines up to the kickoff and hits an onside kick, and unbelievably, it is recovered on the fly by Alex Montalongo at the Umatilla 48-yard line. And he managed, I say, he wanted to get it down inside the 40, yes, the side judge. Well, the side judges are arguing about whether the ball needs to be put where the ball was recovered or where Montalongo returned the ball to. And the White Hat is saying it actually needs to go back to where he recovered it, which they're now saying is the 47. So regardless, Tri-Cities Prep once again with excellent field position, having recovered the onside kick. And the offense dealt with 3 wide receivers split wide to the right. 1 running back in the backfield. That running back is Rudolph, and he's off to the race. He tries to turn the corner to the left against the far side of the field. He finally turns the corner before he's met by the secondary, but not before he gets inside the 40-yard line. He's brought down by number 28, Casey Manley. And they actually say he brought the ball down to the 39-yard line. That was a gain of 8 for Rama. Tri-Cities Prep back in their, back outside of their spread formation. They're running a pro set. It appears 3 wide receivers split wide to the left. The lone running back, I want to say, is Rudolph. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper. No, it's not going to be. Oh, my Lord. It's not a quarterback keeper. Dean Peterson looked like he was keeping it. He ran to just short of the line of scrimmage. The secondary bit, they came charging up, and he hit Bennett Peterson in the numbers. And that ball was dropped. Anyone who's been watching, we're on radio, Mr. Powers. You can't be watching on radio. Anyone who's been listening to our broadcasts over the last 4 weeks know that the receiving corps has been having some difficulties. And again, tonight has been no exception. Although we have had some successes. Dane Peterson has his 2nd passing touchdown of the season to Jacob Amato. Dennis Peterson, Michael Forbes have had strong receptions, but Bennett failed on that particular one. On this play, the handoff is to Rudolph, who managed to turn the right-hand corner and get to just short of the first down before he's run down by number 33, Tristan Sanguino. They're saying he got the ball down to the 38, so gain of about one. Tri-City's prep facing only their, I believe it's their third, fourth down of the game. This is the only fourth and short arrangement we've had thus far this game. They come out and throw to that, two wide receivers to either side. Rudolph at the backfield with Peterson in shotgun. The snap is to Dane, and the handoff is to Rudolph, and he is off to the race. He gets well into the second, and he's gone! And he's gone! And touchdown! Well, Rudolph, ladies and gentlemen, he got down to the 3, hit by a linebacker, shed the backboard, and goodbye. Goodbye, good night, see you later. He put those 5-4 legs into motion, and there was no stopping him. So, whereas Jaguar offense looking a little bit spotty with some silly errors in that first half, they've had short fields in the first quarter, rather. They've had short fields here in the second quarter, and they have absolutely been exploiting them. We've gone from a 7-0 beginning of second quarter lead to a 27. Now make that with the Hogan Jones PAT, 28-0 lead. With 3:15 to go in the first half, as mentioned, tries to be scrub 28. Utila zero. We'll take a break. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Green energy is all the rage these days. For more than 60 years, though, AmeriGas has been providing the most powerful form of green energy to America's homes, businesses, and farms, clean-burning propane. Propane conversion kits allow today's cars, buses, and taxis to have 70% less emissions than those powered by gasoline or diesel. Get propane for your home or business. Call the experts at AmeriGas. In Moses Lake and Othello, call George Guajardo at 488-2312. That's 488-2312.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
And we're back live at G1 Field with 3:16 to go in the first half. It's all Jaguars against the Umatilla Vikings here at homecoming. 28-0 Jaguars. Mahogan Jones' onside kick is bounced and picked up with sure hand by Hector Gomez for the Vikings at the Umatilla 48-yard line. So for just the second time this quarter, the Vikings will actually have an opportunity to try and execute their offense. Dominant second quarter by the Jaguars. 21 points. I want to say about 150 total yards offense. Umatilla offense for the second quarter currently minus 4 yards. Ramirez, a quarterback with two running backs next to him, and the handoff is to the right-hand back. No, I take that back. That was a misdirection. It was to the left-hand back. And that is Joshua Cummins. And he manages to get into Jaguar territory all the way down to the 41-yard line. That is actually going to be good for a Viking first down. That is their first down of the game. So the Vikings finally managing to get a little bit out of first gear. The handoff is to pick number 34, but Hughes can't quite decide which way he wants to go, and he ends up getting met in the backfield by a host of Jaguars, led by Rama Rudolph. He arguably was able to get back to the line of scrimmage, the original line of scrimmage. So it'll be 2nd and 10 Vikings from the prep 41-yard line. 2:33 to go, first half. All Jaguars, 28-0 over the Umatilla Vikings here at homecoming here at Tijuana. in Pasco, particularly the second quarter. We'll have some interesting things to say about the comparison between the first quarter offense and second quarter offense as far as the Jaguars are concerned at halftime. Shotgun snap, fake handoff to 34. They end up then giving it to the late back, number 28. He's into the second day, and he won't be all the way before he's dragged down from the sack by Rama Rudolph. That was Cason Manley. He was the second back, and he managed to dance through both the defensive line, and he got past the linebackers. Rama had to sprint to catch up with him before he brought him down at the 15-yard line. So first down Vikings now at the Tri-City Spread 15, and they hand it off once again to 34, who manages to get ahead of steam. I'll tell you what, this kid, once he gets moving, he's very difficult to drag down. This is Joshua Cummins. Listed as Joshua Cummins, but that's not possible. He's described as 5'9", 145, and this kid's not 145 pounds. He managed to get all the way down to the 1-yard line. That's a 14-yard gain. First and goal Vikings. They're trying to draw blood, and they give it to number 34, and then it is a defensive line gang tackle in the backfield. They manage to slam the door, led by Joseph Porsche, but the reality is there are about 5 Jaguars in on that tackle. 1:30 to go first half. Umatilla trying finally to draw blood. It's been all Jaguars up to this point, 28-0. Ramirez is shotgun, and he hands off to his back, number 28. He immediately met the backfield once again. First contact, I wanted to say no. First contact was number 60 for the Jaguars. That's Jesus Higuereta. And the Umatilla coach wants to talk us over. He wants to get into the end zone, so he'll take a break and we'll take a break with 1:14 to go in the first half. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
Hard to believe, but winter is on the way. So now is a great time to have a seasonal efficiency check on your heating, plumbing, or electrical system. Call Campbell & Company, your Lennox partner today, for a diagnostic on any one of these systems for just $20. Regularly $79, you save $59 for a limited time. Prevent costly system outages. Call today for your home diagnostic appointment. Trust Campbell & Company, your Lennox home comfort partner.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
And we're back at Geelong Field, where the Tri-City Spread Jaguars are trying to stop a goal line stand by Umatilla. Ramirez, the quarterback, takes the snap, and he runs about and finally met in the backfield for a loss of another 4 yards, but there's a flag on the play, and they are calling that penalty against Jaguars. So on a fourth and goal, the Jaguars stop for Vikings, but then they commit a costly penalty, and the ball ends up being placed on the 4-yard line, where the Vikings get the start over. No, check that. That was not a fourth down play. That was a third down play, and that will not be the result of the first. That will not result in a first down. So the Vikings have a third down and goal from the Tri-City Prep 4. Running backs Manley and Cummins in the background, in the backfield. The handoff is to Manley, and he manages to scoot forward 2 yards, but does not get into the end zone. He gets down to the 1-yard line, less than a minute to go in the first half. If the Jaguars manage to keep the Vikings out of the end zone, this will be something we can talk about. Their goal line defensive stands this season. If they can keep the Vikings out, this could be pretty impressive. Clock's down to 35 seconds. Manley and Cummins in the backfield again. And the handoff is to Manley, and he is met at the ankles at the 1, and he managed to inch forward, and the back judge says he managed to get the nose of the football across the line for an Umatilla touchdown. So the Vikings do finally manage to punch the ball in. 20 seconds to 27 seconds to go in the first half. 28-6 right now, Tri-Cities Prep. The scoreboard reads, this is homecoming here at Tijuana. Nice, calm evening. Temperature, though, probably in the mid to even low 60s to kick off, and it's got to be getting even a tad cooler than that, though. So you start to feel a little bit of that, a little bit of that fall bite in the air. The Vikings lining up for a PAT. They have Gio Armenta, the 5'5", 140 freshman, on the kick of the PAT. The snap is up, the kick is up, and it's good. Armenta is good, so with 27 seconds to go in the first half, Tri-Cities Prep 28, Uvatilla 7. We're going to take a break for the final couple plays of the first half. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West 1st Avenue, Kennewick.
Kennewick St. Joseph's Catholic School has been preparing leaders for the church and the world for more than 50 years. All successful school systems require parent involvement, and with over 10,000 hours of volunteer service to the school, St. Joseph's parent community sets the standard. St. Joseph's has a superb children's center and Montessori preschool programs. Is there anything more important than your child's education? St. Joseph's Catholic School, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
And we're back at Tijuana Field with 27 seconds left before halftime. Pretty much all Tri-Cities Prep, 28-7 over Umatilla. Umatilla to kick off after their lone touchdown. And Armenta kicks a swift spinner. Rapid, fast-moving kick that managed to hit Jacob Amato right in the numbers. Spins away a little bit, but Amato's able to extend those long limbs of his and wrap them around the ball safely at the 44-yard line of Tri-Cities Prep. So the onside kick attempt by the Vikings pretty much doesn't work, and Prep will be in business on their 44-yard line. 24.8 seconds to go in the first half. You never know with Dan Whitson. I don't think people are going to be taking a knee here. The Jaguars show spread formation. Two wide receivers split to the left, two to the right. Empty backfield. Peterson in shotgun. And Forbes is in motion. But Peterson wants to throw, and he does, and he's going way left. And there was a route confusion there. Because the ball was intended for Bennett Peterson, but that ball was a good 10 yards beyond him. And I can't. There had to be route confusion there. Dane felt that Bennett was running one particular route. Bennett ran a different route because you're not going to overthrow someone by 15. That ball was far closer to the Umatilla defensive back than it was to Bennett. But it was past everybody. Single setback in the shotgun with Dane. Three wide receivers split to the left, one to the right. And it's going to be a handoff to Rudolph, who cuts through the line to the left, and he manages to get past midfield, and he hits the free safety at the 45 and lowers his shoulder like he does. The free safety, Cody Stamps, and he manages to get the ball down to the 44-yard line. And Dan Witzel called the timeout. He's going to want to keep trying to push, so we're going to take a brief timeout with 13 seconds to go in the first half. Tri-Cities Prep 28. Umatilla 7, you're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the Internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
This is KHSS. Walla Walla.
And with that, it's Tijuana Field at homecoming, where Pratt leads Umatilla 28-7, maybe the last play of the first half. And let's just call time now. He wants his offense to push the ball down the field. Take a goal running back next to Peterson. He looks right. Now he throws left, and he's got Jacob Apato. That was a tough play. He hit Jacob right in the arms. Jacob Amato was bringing the ball down when Jesus Ramirez, the combination defensive back quarterback, hit Amato and jarred the ball loose. 9.3 seconds left to go now in the first half. That's actually what you want to see from the passing game. The connection was made. Amato was bringing that ball in, but then he got hit by Ramirez and jarred the ball loose. I suppose your Division I receivers, certainly your NFL receivers, may often bring that in. But it's not uncommon to see that sort of play broken up. Two wide receivers split to either side. Ronald Rudolph, the running back next to Peterson in shotgun, and Dane wants to throw, and he throws to the right, and it's a screen to Hogan Jones, which is quite a ways behind him. The receiving core, 5.4 seconds now to go in the first half. The receiving core has received a significant amount of criticism by me this season, and justifiably, because there have been literally a dozen times they've been hitting the numbers and the ball got dropped. That one was on Bain. That ball was significantly behind Hogan. And, I mean, Hogan could have dragged it in, but it would have required a pretty plastic man effort. Full spread offense. Three wide receivers to the right, two to the left, empty backfield. Peterson once again in shotgun. Here's the snap, and he's keeping it. He runs straight up to the middle and now off to the right. He managed to get inside the 40, inside 35. Now he's reversed the field, and he can go all the way. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Jaguars! At the end of the first half. Hello, baby, what a run that was. Peterson's run about 14 yards to the right, that he was rough field, and the Vikings did not know what to do. And he runs that in 44 yards for the touchdown as the clock expires. So our final play is going to be this point after touchdown attempt by Hogan Jones, where we will have some yardage statistics for the approach of the second quarter come halftime. The snap is out. The kick is up, and it is good. As the first half expires, Tri-City Prep strikes again. As we go into halftime, your Jaguars 35, the Umatilla Vikings 7. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
The nation's most versatile source of energy is propane, also known as liquefied petroleum. Propane is used by more than 60 million Americans in homes, industry, farming, and more. AmeriGas is America's expert propane supplier. Since 1959, AmeriGas's mission has been to provide you with the safest, most reliable, and most responsive propane service available. Transform your energy source today with propane. In Walla Walla, Tri-Cities, and Hermiston, call Bob Christensen at 582-8888. That's 582-8888.
It's 3 p.m. and you're tired, hungry, and irritable. Where have your energy and concentration gone, and why do you feel like you just can't make it through the day? If this sounds like you, you're facing what I call the arsenic hour. It's deadly, but there are ways to overcome it. Hi, I'm Pam Smith with a tip for living well. The place to start is with breakfast each morning and continuing with small amounts of food throughout the day. It will help keep the ravenous appetite away and keep you out of the fatigue ditch. Your blood sugars normally crest and fall every 3 to 4 hours, but eating will stabilize those body chemistries, putting you in control. Don't let arsenic hour get the best of you. Learn how you can get control over it. For my top 10 energizers, visit my website at pamsmith.com.
For more of Pam's tips and recipes for delicious wellness, visit her website at pamsmith.com.
This is KHSS
Walla Walla.
And we're back at Shewana Field in Pasco at halftime. Tri-Series Prep has been dominating the Vikings to the tune of 35-7. Still putting statistics together for you, but I can give you very, very brief team statistics right now, and this probably says more than anything else. Tri-Cities Prep, 285 total yards offense. Umatilla, 60 total yards offense. And up to Umatilla's final possession of the first half, their total offense up to that point was 8 yards. So, clearly, Tri-Cities Prep has been dominating largely on both sides of the ball. We will take another short break and then be back with individual statistics. We'll have also scoring breakdowns, scoring drives that took place in the first half, as well as an analysis of what's been going right and what might perhaps be improved. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
For those of you who are planning to be married soon, I strongly recommend that you participate in 6 to 8 premarital counseling sessions with someone who is trained specifically to provide this assistance. Now, there are many benefits to doing this. For one thing, counseling can help overcome the tendency in this culture for people to marry virtual strangers. Even though the typical bride and groom have spent many hours talking together, they still don't know each other as well as they think they do. That's because most dating relationships are designed to conceal information, not to reveal it. Each partner puts his or her best foot forward, hiding embarrassing facts and habits and flaws. That's why it isn't unusual for a couple to discover more about one another on a 6-day honeymoon than they learned in all the months and years they were dating. A qualified premarital counselor using sophisticated tests and inventories is often able to identify potential conflicts before they arise and offer suggestions to minimize them. It's far better to make that discovery a month before marriage than 3 weeks after. He or she can also recognize strengths in the relationship on which the newlyweds can build. But how can premarital counseling be paid for when a young couple's financial needs are the greatest? Well, I can't think of a better wedding gift that parents could provide.
Hear more at MyFamilyTalks.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back at Shewana Field here in Pasco, where it is homecoming for the Jaguars, and it has been a happy homecoming. 35-7 over the Umatilla Vikings of Oregon. And got some interesting information for you. Let's start first with individual statistics. The rushing game, once again, has been the Tri-Cities Prep strength. We have Alex Mavilonga with 1 rush for 6 yards, but that was also for a touchdown. We have Ronald Rudolph with 14 rushes for 86 yards and 1 touchdown. And then we've got Dane Peterson, who still with a slightly injured left shoulder has been. And if you ever see Dane run, I mean, he's 6'5", he's got legs that go on forever, and you think, this guy can't run. But for whatever it is about him, he certainly makes people miss. He has 8 rushes for 144 yards and 2 touchdowns. The passing game, still something of a problem. Peterson, 2 for 10 for 40 yards, but that does include 1 touchdown. And I'll talk about this when I do scoring summaries a bit later, but one of those 22-yard strikes to Jacob Amato, who was wide open. I mean, back in the days when Chris Berman used to do, and I guess maybe he still does, highlights for football, he'd go, what? Where is the defense? There was no one within 20 yards of Amato when he got that ball. At any rate, scoring summary, in the first half, you just have one score to speak of. Tri-Cities Prep, after the offense was kind of like one of those old carbureted cars that you start on a winter morning and it needs time to warm up. it did not go well. Tri-Cities prep first possession was good for 6 yards, and they were plagued by offside penalties, by false strike penalties. Their next offensive possession went 4 yards, and Alex Montelongo completely fumbled the ball and it was recovered by Umatilla. Finally, Tri-Cities prep on their next possession, they took the ball over on their 14. They did get it up to the 30 and then probably got penalized back to 16, and then that's when the engine started to smooth out. A combination largely of running plays with one pass play that was put in there, a 24-yard pass play to Bennett Peterson. Largely a great deal of running. Ultimately, the Jaguars marched a total of 98 yards before finally Dane Peterson ran it in for 20 yards from 20 yards out, and the PAT by Hogan Jones was good. So the end of the first quarter showed Tri-Cities Prep with a 7-0 lead. It did look promising in that Prep had gained 108 yards to Umatilla's 12 in the first quarter. Prep's defensive line was dominating the line of scrimmage. Umatilla was not able to get out of first gear. Three and out. Then the second quarter hit, and I think there's a couple of interesting things going on in that second quarter. Tri-Cities Prep possessed the ball 5 times, and they scored on 4 of those possessions. They possessed the ball 4 times, and they scored on all 4 of those possessions. The first one finally concluded with the aforementioned 22-yard pass to Jacob Amato. Jacob was deep right about the 5-yard line when Dane Peterson unleashed the ball, and it wasn't exactly a bullet, but the Umatilla secondary, goodness gracious, I don't know where they were, because that ball took a while to get to Amato. By the time he caught the ball, the nearest defender was still 10 yards off, and Amato could have crawled in. He could have crawled in on his knees, but at any rate, a 22-yard touchdown pass, and once again, a point after by Hogan Jones was good. And from now on, if I said it's a touchdown, so the point after touchdown by Hogan Jones was good. I called him Mr. Automatic when I did PA work last year and the year before, and he is now. If you get a good snap, he's going to put the ball through the upright. The next possession, Umatilla promptly fumbled the ball, and Tri-Cities Prep took over on the 23-yard line, and they marched down to the 5 before Alex Montelongo brought it in for the touchdown. Their next possession was an onside kick that was recovered by also Alex Montelongo at the 47-yard line. They brought it down to the 38 before Rama Rudolph kicked it into overdrive, and he ran down left end all the way. Once he got past the safeties, it was over. 38-yard touchdown run. And on the next possession, after there was a kickoff fumble in this particular case. Nope. Yes, I have that right. It was a kickoff fumble that was promptly recovered at the 47, and we ran 1 3-yard rush play, and then Dane Peterson. No, I take that back. I have to get this right. That last possession, I will get to that in a minute. At that point, Tri-Cities Prep led 28-7, and then the Umatilla offense finally managed to get out of first gear. They took over the ball on their 48-yard line, and they managed to march all the way down to the goal line. Tri-Cities Prep had a successful goal line stand. On 3rd and 5, they had pushed Umatilla back to the 10, and then there was a holding penalty on the Jaguars. And consequently, the Vikings managed to get the ball inside the 5 due to that penalty, and then they were finally able to run it in on a Cason Manley 1-yard run. And Gio Armenta, the 5'5", 140 freshman, listed as a wide receiver, managed to kick point after touchdown. Then the Jaguars took the ball over with less than 30 seconds to go. Dan Whitson called 2 timeouts. He called the timeout before the possession started. We ran 1 running play. Rama Rudolph managed to run the ball 3 yards, called another timeout with less than 9 seconds to go. And then Dane Peterson took the ball. He ran to the right. The entire Viking nation followed him to the right. He managed to reverse field, cut to the left, and he managed to ramble 44 yards for the final touchdown, resulting in your 35-7 score. And I have a sneaking suspicion that newspaper article that the Hermiston Herald ran, I think it was Wednesday this week, when they were talking about how they knew how they were going to handle Tri-Cities Prep. They could handle our man defense. They could contain Rama Rudolph, and they can keep the dual threat Dane Burley, Dane Peterson from dominating their secondary. I think that stuck a little bit possibly in Coach Witsit's craw, and he was trying to send a message across the sideline. And I may well be speaking out of turn, in which case I will certainly apologize to Coach. But all the same, with less than 30 seconds to go, Tri-City Prep drove it in again. And your halftime score sits where it is, at 35-7. And it would seem that despite the fact that Umatilla being a 3A team and being significantly larger, they're drawing from a much larger student body than Tri-City Prep does, that Prep is largely controlling the line of scrimmage. We're going to take a break while still anticipating the second half kickoff, and we'll talk a little bit about what may yet have gone different in this game, how things could look different if Prep were playing a flawless game, as well as what to look for in the second half. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
Hard to believe, but winter is on the way. So now is a great time to have a seasonal efficiency check on your heating, plumbing, or electrical system. Call Campbell & Company, your Lennox partner today, for a diagnostic on any one of these systems for just $20. Regularly $79, you save $59 for a limited time. Prevent costly system outages. Call today for your home diagnostic appointment. Trust Campbell & Company, your Lennox home comfort partner.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West First Avenue, Kennewick.
A quality education is the greatest gift you can give to a child, and quality education is what Kennewick's St. Joseph's Catholic School is all about. Limited class size and a diversity of teaching methods meet the individual needs of every student. With a rigorous Christ-centered curriculum that includes music, art, and computers, our students are prepared academically, socially, and spiritually for life in high school and beyond. St. Joseph's Catholic School in Kennewick, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at you on a field here in Pasco where homecoming is in place for the Jaguars, and it has been all Jaguars. While waiting for the first half kickoff, 35 for Tri-Cities Prep and 7 for the visiting 3A Oregon Umatilla Vikings. I've got to make mention, because I call him the on-field wrangler. He's the home-field supervisor, long-time principal and president of Tri-Cities Prep, Mr. Steve Potter. Could not help but take delight in the fact that while we were still doing play-by-play in the first half and there was 9 seconds left, I had the audacity to say that this is going to be the last play of the first half. And, of course, I was wrong. They ran 2 more offensive plays, and one of them was a 44-yard touchdown. So I'll go ahead and say it on air. Yes, Steve, you were right, and I was wrong. Certainly wouldn't be the first time. At any rate, as the Jaguars come on field, and Rudolph, being out of the fastest wheels on the field, managed to break the sign that the cheer team has available. Talk a little bit about what has gone right for the Jaguars and what perhaps they still need to work on. The second quarter was really pretty much a clinic. The Jaguars played virtually penalty-free football. It was pretty much as clean as it could get. They had unbelievably advantageous field position. I believe Witsit was in the Umatilla coach's head because we had been presenting all game in H-back formation that we were running at will. And then finally, I believe it was our fourth possession of the game, Umatilla made an adjustment, and their defensive line suddenly started to overcome our offensive line, and our running game got stuffed. And Witsit responded promptly by going to spread, and he emptied backfield, which then drew the linebackers and safeties off the line of scrimmage. But then instead of passing, we simply sent Dane Peterson running, and they once again, the Vikings had no answer for that. So in the second half, as near to flawless, clean football as you can hope to see, there are still some hiccups that the first half represented, in particular the first quarter. The first two offensive possessions, ball handling issues, an exchange problem between Dane Peterson and Alex Montelongo torpedoed our second offensive possession, and the first offensive possession looked like the sort of thing we saw regularly up at Napton. We had false start penalties. We had motion penalties. We managed not to have a delay of game penalty, but Dan Whitsitt worked really hard with the Stoke Lake game to have the offense in particular come out and anticipate what a snap would look like, anticipate what a snap count would sound like and feel like, and really got the kids to focus mentally on what it meant to get off on the ball all at once. And on the second play from scrimmage, that lesson apparently had not been recalled as Rama took off a good full second before the ball was actually snapped. And that first offensive possession was just, like I said, flaked by mistake. So once they got into the end zone, towards the end of the first quarter, they really seemed to find their stride. In fact, everything was going right. Umatilla was fumbling the ball right and left. Umatilla was confused by our kicking game. Hogan Jones had kicked short. The return men weren't ready for it, so they brought the return men up, and then they pushed it back, and it went into being a touchback. There was a successful onside kick. Umatilla really hasn't had much of an answer for prep, particularly the way prep played in that second quarter. So we'll see what the third quarter then has to bring. We have the Vikings lined up ready for their kickoff, and back judge is taking the ball off the tee, and he's declaring there was a dead ball delay of game penalty against the Jaguars. What I believe happened was Tri-City's press simply came out of the locker room too late. So after all that discussion about how Tri-City's press needed to avoid the silly penalties, here we have a team penalty to start the second half. And we'll see how much of a challenge this creates. This has Umatilla kicking the ball off. It's a 15-yard penalty. The Vikings will end up kicking the ball off from the Tri-City's prep 45. So Armenta, the 5'5 freshman, 140-pound freshman, might have the opportunity to kick for a touchback. He is lined up, ready to go. He has all of his men set to go. We have Alex Montelongo and Rama Rudolph deep to receive, and Armenta is going to kick it, and it bounces at the 10, recovered by Rudolph at the 6. He's at the 10, at the 15, met at the 20, managed to push past the 20-yard line, to about the 21, assuming they give him forward progress. And the flat judge appears to say I'm correct, so the Jaguars are going to be in business to open the second half here from their 21-yard line. For those of you that just tuned in, it is homecoming. Homecoming for Tri-Cities Prep, and they're hosting 3A Umatilla, but what a fine homecoming it is. 35-7 Jaguars to start the second half. Witsit clearly is still going to keep running the varsity offense out, at least for the foreseeable future, and they come back out with this dual running back arrangement. The shotgun snap is given to Peterson. He hands off to Rudolph, who is met on the right side of the defensive line. He manages to bounce off and push it back up the middle. So a 2-yard gain suddenly becomes becomes a 9-yard gain. He pushes the ball to the 30-yard line before he's brought down by Alex Watson. We call Watson's number quite a bit, particularly when anyone from the Jaguar running game gets into the backfield. Watson is usually the first man on point, which is no surprise since he's playing free safety. Second and one from the Tri-Cities Prep 30. Jaguar ball, two wide receivers to the right, one to the left, twin running backs in the backfield, shotgun snap, Peterson running left, wants to throw, and he does, and he hits Amon. It's Alex Montalongo with the short screen. He hits Amon about the 38, and Amon turns it upfield, gets past the 40, gets tripped up to the 44, brought down by number 17, Rico Silverio, but not after a 14-yard gain. That's good for a Tri-City Prep first down. Now down at the Prep 44-yard line. Perhaps Whitson's going to try and get the passing game on track here to start the first half. Same formation. Quick handoff to Rudolph, who's running left, and now he cuts it up. He gets to the 45 before he's brought down right about the 48-yard line. That's good for a 4-yard game. He's brought down by number 28, Cason Manley. Like so many players at this level, Manley playing both directions. He has also responsibility for Umatilla's lone touchdown. So 4-yard gain on the Rudolph run leaves second and six from the Tri-Cities Prep 48. 10:27 to go in the third quarter. Tri-Cities Prep 35, Umatilla 7. Two wide receivers to the right. Two running backs side to side of Peterson in the shotgun formation. He takes a snap and he wants to throw and he goes downfield and he hits.
Oh, my goodness gracious, Miss Ellie, gorgeous pass play. 52 yards, and Peterson hit the ball in his stride. And a touchdown. That is the most gorgeous pass play of this season, bar none. Amaya had a step and a half on his man, and Peterson hit him in stride. That was positively gorgeous. Hogan Jones on to attempt the point after touchdown. And the snap is up. The kick is up. And it's good. With 10:07 to go in the third quarter, your score, Tri-Cities Prep 42. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 KHSS.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the Internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back at homecoming live at Chihuahua Field. We're trying to finish practice, dominating the Umatilla Vikings 42-7 on the Hogan Jones kickoff. Ends up bouncing at the 15-yard line and finally manages to wander into the end zone. Frankly, that ball was misplayed by Rico Silverio, their deep man. He was fortunate the ball bounced into the end zone where he'll get the touchback, and the ball will go back to the 20. So, Tri-Cities Prep has had one possession. They managed to march 79 yards and cap it off with the most gorgeous pass play you have seen this year. 52 yards from Dane Peterson to Jacob Amato. Peterson hit Amato in stride right about the 25-yard line on the far sideline. Amato had a stride and a half on his man, and he took it to the house. No one was going to touch him. Best pass play of the year, bar none. Ramirez takes the shotgun snap and he hands off to the second man, which is Silverio, but he is met in the backfield by 63. That is not who I was expecting. That was Kenny Ireland right there. The freshman center stormed back your Nelly. You're not getting any yards on us, not today. And consequently, there was a loss of 3 on the play. So 2nd and 13 for the Vikings. 9:37 to go 3rd quarter. And Tri-Cities Prep trying probably to go back to what they had been doing to the Vikings for the bulk of the first half, which is simply to shut them down. Ramirez takes the snap and he's keeping himself. He turns the corner and he's into the secondary. He's got one man to beat, and that man's Amon. And Amon's saying, no, you're not getting past me. And he finally manages to scare Ramirez out of bounds, but not until Ramirez manages to get all the way down to the 45-yard line. That's 28-yard line. Well, I take it back. They're going to mark that. No, I have it right, 45-yard line. That's 28-yard run by Ramirez. That's easily the Vikings' longest play from scrimmage thus far tonight. First down Vikings from their 45-yard line. Ramirez hands off to the short man, and that's 17 Silvario, and he doesn't get anywhere. He's brought down by a host of Jaguars. That is Barnett, that is Porch, and that's Kenny Ireland again, probably playing nose tackle. Silvario did manage to get 1 yard on that play. 2nd and 9 for the Vikings. Vikings have had virtually no success whatsoever running up the gut against the Jaguars. The Jaguars have been reading their zone rush like a book this evening. Silvario sends a man in motion, and it is. It's top pitch number 14, who can't quite turn the corner. It's Gio Armenta, the place kicker. He's met first in the backfield by Gavin Baker. There's a loss on the play, but there's also a flag on the play. Multiple flags thrown. Generally in the area of holding, however. Although the flags came down after, the flags came down after the run, but nevertheless, the referee is signaling holding against the Vikings. Armenta is a fleet, very small wide receiver who also serves as a Vikings place kicker. But had no luck in that particular play, and the Jaguars, for a second, I thought they were going to turn down the penalty because it was a 2-yard loss on the play. But they're going to accept it. So the ball ends up getting moved from right about the 42-yard line. They are now moving it down. This looks to be the 32. So the Vikings back in business now at the 32, but they're facing a 2nd and forever. That's the 2nd down at about 27, 28 yards to go. And Ramirez is back to throw, and instead now he runs it up the gut, and he manages to get past the defensive line before he is tripped up by Ronald Rudolph, but not until he gets down to the 36-yard line. So a gain of 4. Like I said, there was at least a 2nd down, and it was a 2nd down and 23, and now the Vikings are looking at 3rd down and 19. A little over 8 minutes to go in the 3rd quarter. Homecoming here at Tijuana, all Tri-Cities Prep, 42-7 over the Umatilla Vikings. And Tri-Cities Prep, their offense, I don't believe, has been stopped in something like the last 5 possessions. Ramirez, the quarterback, in shotgun, 2 running backs on either side of him. Snap is to Ramirez, and he wants to throw, and he does. And he throws over the middle, he's got a man wide open. Throws that to number 33, was brought down by Michael Forbes, but not before that was Tristan Sanguino, the receiver. He managed to get the ball down to the 45-yard line of Tri-Cities Prep. That's a 19-yard gain for the Vikings. Not quite enough for the first down. They are just short. They are just short of the first down, and now the back and side judge are wanting to take a look at things. They had to get to the 45. The ball is inside the 46. The rules of placement state the ball technically is on the 45, but as it's just inside the hash for the 46, the Vikings are facing a 4th, and I'd say perhaps 1.5 feet for the first down. Ramirez once again in shotgun formation, and the Umatilla coach wants to talk this over. He wants this first down. So they're going to take a break, and we're going to take one. 6:58 to go, 3rd quarter. Tri-Cities Prep 42, Umatilla 7. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Green energy is all the rage these days. For more than 60 years, though, AmeriGas has been providing the most powerful form of green energy to America's homes, businesses, and farms, clean-burning propane. Propane conversion kits allow today's cars, buses, and taxis to have 70% less emissions than those powered by gasoline or diesel. Get propane for your home or business. Call the experts at AmeriGas. In Moses Lake and Othello, call George Guajardo at 488-2312. That's 488-2312.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
And we're back at Tijuana Field where Umatilla was facing a 4th-and-1, and the snap was to Ramirez, and it was a quarterback keeper, and Tri-City Prep defense maintained containment. Ramirez had to back up 4 yards and backs up 5 yards, so finally he gets brought down by Joseph Porch 10 yards from the initial line of scrimmage, and Tri-City Prep defense holds once again. The Vikings turn the ball over on downs, and the Jaguars will now be in business from the Umatilla 45-yard line. 6:47 to go now, third quarter. Brett still presenting their varsity offense. 3 wide receivers split wide to the right. Single setback looks to be Ronald Rudolph. Shotgun snap, the handoff is to Rudolph, and he cuts to the right. And he finds the hole, and he turns the corner. Now down to 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, finally brought down. And that is 67 inside the 20-yard line. That is Brayden Goldenstein. But I'll tell you what, the Tri-City Prep defense opened a nice big hole for Rama, and he hit it with his engine running. And he managed to burn 26 yards all the way down to the Umatilla 19-yard line. And the Jags in business again, although Dan Witt is giving Rama a break. Brought in Alex Montelongo, who is going out as one of 3 wide receivers split to the left. The single setback looks to be Jason Cole. And the handoff is to Cole, and he runs to the left and manages to get a couple yards before he's brought down. Looks to be by number 77. I'm going to say that's Jared Adams. Go from the 19 to about the 17. So gain of 2 for Cole. Cole hit the hole with his engine turning too. His legs were turning quickly. He was moving fast, but the hole for once closed up in a hurry. He was brought down after 2-yard gain. So 2nd and 8. Cold single setback again. 3 wide receivers split to the left. The handoff is there. No. The handoff is not cold. Fake handoff. It's quarterback keeper to Gabe Pearson. And he manages to fumble 17 yards for the Jaguar touchdown. Dean started losing his footing around the 10-yard line, but managed to keep those big legs in front of him just enough to get into the end zone for the 17-yard TD. Jaguar offense clicking on all cylinders pretty much since the start of the second quarter. They had a bumpy, unpleasant first quarter, but it has been solid since then. Hogan Jones for the point after touchdown. Snap is up. Ball is down, the kick is up, and man, does he have a leg. It makes the guy run way past the scoreboard. It is good. With 5:31 to go in the third quarter, your score, Tri-Cities Prep 48, Umatilla 7. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein and McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
Hard to believe, but winter is on the way. So now is a great time to have a seasonal efficiency check on your heating, plumbing, or electrical system. Call Campbell & Company, your Lennox partner today, for a diagnostic on any one of these systems for just $20. Regularly $79, you save $59 for a limited time. Prevent costly system outages. Call today for your home diagnostic appointment. Trust Campbell & Company, your Lennox home comfort partner.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Chihuahua Field, where homecoming is proving to be quite the homecoming for Tri-Cities Prep. 5:31 to go, third quarter, all preps 49-7 over the Umatilla Vikings. Your broadcaster has to apologize for making a rookie mistake. I looked at the scoreboard and said it's 48-7, it's 49-7. The kickoff is deep and bounces at the goal line, where it is recovered by number 17. That is Ricky Silvario, and he brings it out and actually managed to get it past 20-yard line, past the 25-yard line. You could say that ball is placed right about the 27-yard line of Umatilla, where the Vikings will try to get something going against this, frankly, dominating Tri-Cities Prep defense. They've pretty much been dictating things. In fairness, Umatilla did execute a long drive the second quarter, and their previous drive they managed to get down past the 40 before they went into reverse again. Ramirez from shotgun hands the ball off to Silverio, and he runs to the left, and he ends up getting tackled, and then the ball is fumbled, but recovered by the Vikings by number 14. That is Gio Armenta. And he tries to turn the ball upfield. It ultimately doesn't have much success. There's a flag on the play. And unfortunately, I missed the signal. I missed the signal from the referee. I know it's against Tri-Cities Prep. I cannot tell you exactly what offense they committed. The fumble took place at the 20. It would have been a significant loss, but with Armenta's recovery, he was actually able to move the ball forward to about the 24-yard line, so it would have been a disastrous loss of yardage for the Vikings. Now between Armenta's recovery and now the prep penalty, instead of the ball being probably around the Umatilla 18-yard line, this ball is going all the way down to Umatilla 39-yard line. And consequently, the Vikings get a first down out of this. The first down Umatilla between the recovered fumble and the penalty on their 39-yard line. Ramirez, the quarterback, in shotgun. Typically, this is a rushing offense. He typically hands off, and he does. No, he does. He fakes the run, and then he throws the screen pass. Just a little bit of eight-man skullduggery here. And he completes the screen pass to 14 as he was going down, and Armenta manages to bring the ball down to the 47. That's a gain of 8. That is the sort of thing that I would see in the Lummi Nation run on prep in the state championship game back in the fall of 2009. And the handoff, snap to Ramirez is an immediate handoff to their running back. Trying to get the number. The number, that's number 28. That is Casey Manley. Brought down by Rama Rudolph. Loss of one on the play thanks to Rama's alert tackling. So third down and a long 3 for the Vikings from the 46. Two running backs now with Ramirez, and the handoff is again to Manley, and he runs into a scrum net at about the 48-yard line. Keeps churning, and it looks like he managed to push forward just past midfield, which is going to be good enough for the Umatilla first down. Yeah, the ball is marked right at the 50. It was brought down by Joseph Porch. Middle linebacker, Ports being the middle linebacker for the Jaguars. 1:50 to go, third quarter. All prep. 49-7 over Umatilla. Umatilla ball at midfield. First down. Ramirez in the shotgun with a single setback, and the handoff is to the setback Manley, and he managed to get into the secondary, but he gets tripped up on his way into the secondary, but not until he gets just inside the 40-yard line. Brought down by Alex Montelongo. Gain of 11 is good for another Umatilla first down. So the Vikings had found something of an answer for Tri City's press defense. There was Tri City's press back in the box now. They've got five men on the line, and they managed to hit Manley shortly after he hits the line. Manley does manage to fall forward for about 3 yards. No, they're calling that 4 yards, so it's just second and six from 35. The Vikings in a hurry. They bring hurry up offense, and the handoff once again is to Manley, and this time the press defense is saying, no, sir. Had enough of that. That was Porch and Jacob Amato, and they met him at the line of scrimmage and drove him back 2 yards. So, three straight off-tackle runs by Manley. First two met quite a bit of success, and the third one, Tri-City's prep defensive line said, okay, that's enough, at least for now. The third down, that looks to be 8 yards to go for the Vikings. And I want to say the Viking coaches called timeout. I just never saw a signal. The referee is picking up the ball. The end of the quarter. Now we're explaining why the coach wanted to talk it over. So after three quarters, it has been all Tri-City prep, and probably, hopefully safe to say, they have the game in hand. We'll see what the fourth quarter has to bring. We're going to take a break with the Jaguars up over Umatilla. 49-7. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West First Avenue, Kennewick.
Kennewick St. Joseph's Catholic School has been preparing leaders for the church and the world for more than 50 years. All successful school systems require parent involvement, and with over 10,000 hours of volunteer service to the school, St. Joseph's parent community sets the standard. St. Joseph's has a superb children's center and Montessori preschool programs. Is there anything more important than your child's education? St. Joseph's Catholic School, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Those are the greatest call letters in the history of radio broadcasting. 49-7, Tri-City prep to start the fourth quarter. And Umatilla has the ball, and Ramirez fakes the handoff and throws over the middle of the ball, bounces off the numbers of his receiver, and almost intercepted by Alex Montelongo across the middle. Both Montelongo and Forbes had a crack at that ball, but in fairness, when you're playing what amounts to pinball or pachinko ball, which is what was going on there and not football, it can be a little difficult to keep track of where the ball is going. So, fourth down and eight now for the Vikings. They've had some success their past three possessions moving the ball against the Jaguars. They've even had success with their zone rushing, actually finally managing to get the ball between guards and tackles for the Jaguars. Jaguars presenting a four-man front right now. The linebackers are kind of crowding. Ramirez from shotgun, and he hands off to Manley, but before Manley can really get going, the Umatilla coach called timeout. So he'll take a timeout with 10:58 to go in the fourth quarter, as will we, with the Jaguars leading the Umatilla Vikings at home, cutting 49-7. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the Internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere.
Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Chihuahua Field. We're a fourth down attempt by the Umatilla Vikings. Probably didn't go quite like they had hoped. Ramirez took the snap and he ran to the left, didn't realize the door was closed, so he did something of an option pitch to his running back number 34, Joshua Cummins, but it was a bad pitch. And Cummins had to scramble to recover the ball, then tried to get moving, but finally was brought down quite a ways behind the line of scrimmage by Michael Forbes. So for the first play of the fourth quarter, Umatilla ends up turning the ball over on downs at the Tri-Cities Prep 46-yard line. Lost about 4 yards on that play for game, like for the Jaguars. They are in business at the 46, and it looks to be like we've made the switches on offense. It seems to be Gavin Baker now in the backfield taking the shotgun snap, and he hands the ball off to Jason Cole, who manages to get the ball into past the line of scrimmage, but only gave it about one. He's brought down by number 55, Alex Williams. So gain of one for, you'd say, the baby Cole. Michael Cole's older brother played football some years back, and his next brother, Brendan Cole, was the original baby Cole. He graduated last year, so Jason now taking up the Cole family mantle. Second and nine from the prep 47. As I said, Kevin Baker taking the shotgun snap. The lone back is Jason Cole, and the handoff is to Cole, and the offensive line can't quite make the hole for him. Cole lowers his shoulder and manages to get to the original line of scrimmage. He's brought down by number 70, Alvin Garcia. So third and nine. Dan Whitson finally largely given the JV an opportunity to show what they can do. Some of the offensive line is still there. Kenny Ireland, for instance, the varsity center, is still taking snaps, but I see that the tackles have changed. Snap is to Baker. The fake handoff to Cole, and Baker keeps it. He tries to turn the corner, but he ends up rushing for the sideline and ends up getting tackled after a loss of one on the play. He's tackled by Cody Sampson. So for the first time since the first quarter, Tri-City's prep offense is unable to get out of first gear. And in fairness, we are talking about the junior varsity offense. So they bring out punt formation. Hogan Jones deep to punt, and he gets a wobbly end over ender, and the Vikings didn't believe we were punting because they had no one back there. The ball finally rolls to a stop at the 9-yard line where it's tapped down by Rama Rudolph. But that ball is stopped dead because the Vikings just had no one ready to go. So while the offense may not have necessarily shown in that particular possession, special teams certainly got the ball down by pinning the Vikings down on their own 9-yard line. 7:29 to go in the game. All Tri-Cities Prep. Jaguars 49, Vikings 7. And I would, again, encourage anyone listening out there, investigate the Hermiston Herald. Do a search on Umatilla football. Look for an article that went out this last Wednesday, and take a gander at that and see how their anticipation, their enthusiasm for this game showed in that paper compared to what they might be feeling on the sideline right now.
Oh my God.
Ramirez still at quarterback, and the handoff is to their running back number 34, Joshua Cummins. He's brought down by Michael Forbes after a gain of about one, so second and nine again, and then that was short. 6:27 to go in the game. Trying to finish prep after getting just school by Hefner to open the season is now on a four-game win streak. And the last is by Dixie Merchant. 45 point margin in both cases. Ramirez fakes the handoff both times, and he ends up streaking to the left, and he manages to turn the corner. Met by Jason Cole, puts a little bit of move on him, and then keeps going, pushes the ball all the way to the 21-yard line before he's tackled by Ronald Rudolph. But that was enough. That 11-yard scamper, it's described as a scamper. Ramirez scampers when he runs. Gets the ball to the 21-yard line, first down by Jones. And now we have a change in quarterbacks. The Viking quarterback is number 4, Emilio Bernal, and the snap is way high. It ends up being recovered by the running back, but he had to do the tip drill to bring it down. And it did not get the running back's number, but he actually managed to turn that rather disastrous exchange into a 4-yard gain. Manages to advance the ball to the 24-yard line, so 2nd and 6 with 5 minutes to go. Clock continuing to tick. This is their new quarterback. This is Bernal quarterback, and again the snap is high, but Bernal manages to recover it. Hands off to number 34. Again, it was reported as a running back with 140 pounds. This is not possible. This guy's at least 210 pounds. Man, when he gets up ahead of steam, he's hard to stop. He manages to bulldoze his way to the 34-yard line. Checked at the 33-yard line, but that 9-yard gain is still good for him until a first down. So I probably give you the wrong name for number 34 all night. But once he gets ahead of steam going, he's hard to stop. Snap is to Bernal. He runs to the right and then runs into traffic. His own running back really didn't get out of his way and made life rather difficult for him. And Bernal did not manage to get to the original line of scrimmage after he was brought down. Now, it's hard to say who he was brought down by. But regardless, loss of 1 on the play, so 2nd and 10 for the Vikings. 3:47 to go in the game. Looking at the numbers out there, I'd say that Dan Whitsitt has some JV players, particularly in the secondary, taking some snaps as well. The snap is to Bernal. The handoff is to Cummins, and Cummins can't really turn the corner before he's brought down by Jacob Amato, right about the 33-yard line. Perhaps a gain of 1. Cummins. The player listed as Cummins builds serious inertia. Particularly when he gets going. Just over 3 minutes to go in the game. Bernal still at quarterback. Cummins, one of the running backs, but the handoff is rather to Manley, who turns to the left, and he manages to turn the corner, and he's off to the races. He was getting to a point where Montelongo was going to have to drag him down. Finally, he was brought down by 53, Ethan Fick, and number 3, Bennett Peterson, but not until he crossed midfield and got all the way inside the 45-yard line, down to the 44-yard line. So that's a 21-yard run. By number 28, that's Cason Manley. He's also the Umatilla player responsible for the sole Viking touchdown. The quarterback has gone back to being Jesus Ramirez, and he hands off to the early back, but there's a flag on the play, and they blew the play dead. And the penalties against Tri-Cities Prep, I cannot tell you what it is. It is a motion I've never seen the referee make before. Clearly, it was some sort of movement or placement penalty. So the ball now inside the 40-yard line down to the 39, a first down at 5, with under 2 minutes to go, 142-141. The clock continues to tick down. Ramirez back at quarterback for the Vikings. He takes the snap, he hands off to Nelly, fakes the hand off to Manley, and he sweeps around left hand, and Ramirez manages to get into secondary before he scampers out of bounds inside the 25-yard line. All the way down to 23, driven out of bounds by Alex Montelongo. object at 24-yard line, but not until we gathered in 15 yards. Clock runs down to 1:13 when the Umatilla coach decides he wants to call a timeout. So with 1:13 to go and Tri-Cities Prep leading 49-7, we'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
The nation's most versatile source of energy is propane, also known as liquefied petroleum. Propane is used by more than 60 million Americans in homes, industry, farming, and more. AmeriGas is America's expert propane supplier. Since 1959, AmeriGas's mission has been to provide you with the safest, most reliable, and most responsive propane service available. Transform your energy source today with propane. In Walla Walla, Tri-Cities, and Hermiston, call Bob Christensen at 582-8888. That's 582-8888.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at you on a field where the Vikings are driving on the Jaguars. Back-to-back Jaguars leading 49-7 as we get inside the last minute. Handoff is to Manley, who rumbles 14 yards before he's brought down by Derek Baker of the Jaguars. And the subsequent snap is a quarterback keeper, and Ramirez manages to drive the ball down to the 5-yard line before he's brought down by number 85, Will DeTurry, the sophomore defensive back for the Jaguars. And the Vikings trying to drive the ball in before we run out of time. We're under 30 seconds. They're facing a second down and 5 from the 5, and Ramirez swings to the left. He looks to run, looks to throw, and finally manages to scamper in the end zone for a touchdown. With under 20 seconds to go, the Vikings score again, finally, with Ramirez, their quarterback, scampering in around left end. So with 16.3 seconds to go, the Vikings do draw blood again. But with a score of 49-13, I'm sure you can comfortably say that this game's in hand. Their place kicker, Gio Armenta, the freshman 5'5", 140-pound wide receiver cornerback, is on the 10th PAT. Made one already today, and this kick is up, and while it doesn't have a whole lot of length to it, it was enough. So with 16 seconds to go in the game, Tri-Cities Prep comfortably leads at homecoming, 49-14 over the Umatilla Vikings. We'll return for the final here at Juana Field. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
Hard to believe, but winter is on the way. So now is a great time to have a seasonal efficiency check on your heating, plumbing, or electrical system. Call Campbell & Company, your Lennox partner today, for a diagnostic on any one of these systems for just $20. Regularly $79, you save $59 for a limited time. Prevent costly system outages. Call today for your home diagnostic appointment. Trust Campbell & Company, your Lennox home comfort partner.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we return live from Chihuahua Field here in Pasco, where homecoming has been a genuine homecoming for the Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars. 16 seconds left in the game, 49-14 Tri-Cities Prep. The Vikings did just strike Gio Armenta on for the kickoff with 16 seconds to go. And they may be attempting an onside kick, just looking at, and that is the attempt. And the ball dribbles to the left where it is recovered once again by Jacob Amato. That's the second time this game that he's recovered an onside attempt. He seems to have pretty sure hands, indicated not only by his gathering in of those two difficult to manage onside kicks, but he also caught the prettiest touchdown pass you've seen all year from the Jaguars, a 52-yard catch and run, just gorgeous strike in the third quarter. Show that maybe the passing game is finally getting out of its doldrums. 14 seconds to go in the game. We've got JV offense out there. I'm pretty sure we've got, yep, that's Gavin Baker, ready to receive a shotgun snap with the lone running back. He's got three wide receivers to the left, and now one of them is coming off field. That's Alex Mutalongo. I guess he's not supposed to be out there. Anyway, here's the snap, and Baker's just going to take a knee. And that should be that. As the clock winds down, try to finish up on a four-game winning streak. They did meet here at homecoming at Tijuana Field in Pasco. The Umatilla Vikings to the tune of 49-14. We will take a break, and with post-game, we will have individual stats, we'll have team stats, we'll have a quick game analysis. And we'll also mention who we will be looking at next week. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West First Avenue, Kennewick.
A quality education is the greatest gift you can give to a child, and quality education is what Kennewick's St. Joseph's Catholic School is all about. Limited class size and a diversity of teaching methods meet the individual needs of every student. With a rigorous Christ-centered curriculum that includes music, art, and computers, our students are prepared academically, socially, and spiritually for life in high school and beyond. St. Joseph's Catholic School in Kennewick, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the Internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
The sun is rising, it's a brand new day. The birds are chirping, and I'm on my way. But my morning won't be complete until I stop and get something to eat and Pancakes to Go. Pancakes to Go.
Pancakes to Go. We serve up hot, delicious pancake breakfast, just like the ones you used to enjoy at Grandma's house. Only now you can enjoy them on the go. Grandma would be proud.
Certain restrictions apply. Quality may vary based on restaurant location and proximity to airborne industrial waste. Pancakes to Go patented phenylcortisone delivery system may contribute to genetic mutation resulting in nervous tics or gangrene. Pancakes to Go cannot be held liable for uncontrolled vomiting, seizures, internal bleeding, bleeding from the pupils, ears, or nasal passages, gout, lumbago, leprosy, hives, shingles, kidney stones, gallstones, impotence, mad cow disease, rickets, scurvy, or black lung. Spinal fluid analysis reports are available at any Pancakes to Go restaurant on request.
Pancakes to Go. It's like coming home.
Pancakes to Go.
The term home may or may not pertain to an actual residence or physical structure.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Tijuana Field, having completed homecoming, and it was quite the homecoming for the Jaguars, with them prevailing in authoritative fashion. So, yeah, that's the term. Authoritative fashion over the Umatilla Vikings to the tune of 49-14. Some preliminary stats. First of all, team stats. Tri-Cities Prep, I have for 419 total yards of offense. I have Umatilla for 212 total yards of offense. So Tri-Cities Prep didn't quite double up the Vikings, but they were certainly very, very close to it. And if it seems unusually quiet to you, it's that special moment that all you Catholic school football fans can admire, and that we have the team prayer in the center circle. Always a good thing to see. I mean, this was really a one-sided game, and it conceivably has gotten ugly, but you're seeing more handshakes exchanged at the center circle. You got players talking to one another, and that's always a good thing to see. Like I said, Prep almost due for wanting the Vikings when it comes to yardage. The score certainly says something else. They more than doubled up the Vikings when it comes to that. Very briefly, some individual statistics. Just briefly, rushing. Once again, Tri-Cities Prep dominating along those lines. Rama Rudolph, 17 rushes, 126 yards, one touchdown. Dane Peterson, 9 rushes, 163 yards, 3 touchdowns. And here's the other nice thing. Dane Peterson went 6 for 12 for 140 yards in the air and 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Finally getting some balance and some effectiveness in the passing game. I'd love to say it's perfect. Can't say that, because we certainly had a couple of instances where once again the Jaguar receivers were having difficulty hanging on to the ball. But without question, we certainly, at least from Dane, had something much closer to a balanced game, and that is a very, very good thing to see. As we start getting closer, in particular, to league play, getting slightly ahead of ourselves, we have one game left against this Oregon and Yakima Valley extravaganza we've been running, when we'll play Enterprise next week. But then the all-important league play is going to begin. I'll keep it quiet for just a moment to give you an opportunity to hear the Jag football players sing the fight song. Cookie Ray Whitlow might be looking down and saying, guys, you got to be singing a little louder than that, possibly. Or probably should not be putting anything into Ray's mouth. We're going to take another break, but then we will be back and we will have scoring. We'll have scoring summary for the second half, and we will take a very, very brief look at who we will be facing next week, as well as taking a little bit of a look at how league teams have been doing. Waitsburg Prescott, the Soton, and of course the Sales. We will be back with more post-game after Tri-Cities Prep prevails at homecoming 49-14 over Umatilla. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities, and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
Hard to believe, but winter is on the way. So now is a great time to have a seasonal efficiency check on your heating, plumbing, or electrical system. Call Campbell & Company, your Lennox partner today,
for a diagnostic on any one of these systems for just $20. Regularly $79, you save $59 for a limited time. Prevent costly system outages. Call today for your home diagnostic appointment. Trust Campbell & Company, your Lennox Home Comfort Partner.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West First Avenue, Kennewick.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back at you on a field where the fan mills about on the track next to the field. Taking a look at that scoreboard that still flashes the 49-14 Tri-Cities Prep victory over Umatilla here at homecoming. Tri-Cities Prep riding a four-game win streak. They opened the season with that, frankly, thrashing by Hefner at Hermiston. And since then, Prep's been enjoying a pretty nice ride. Scoring summary for the second half is pretty straightforward. Tri-Cities Prep got two touchdowns in the third quarter. The first on a 79-yard opening march. They started at the 21-yard line. They managed to run the ball to the 48. And then one of the prettiest plays I've seen this year. Dane Peterson hit Jacob Amato down the left sideline. Amato had a step and a half on his defender. Peterson hit Amato in stride, and Amato just strutted into the end zone for the most beautiful 52-yard touchdown strike that you have seen this year. The next time they got the ball, it was once again a short field, as Umatilla's special teams didn't quite take care of business, but Prep drove 45 yards, and this time got down to the 17-yard line. Dane Peterson ran it in from there, and once again the Hogan Jones kick was good, and that made the score 49-14. And that pretty much ended Prep's scoring. In the fourth quarter, the JV was put in, and they weren't quite as effective necessarily as the varsity offense, but when you're looking at a 42-point lead, it's all right if the JV offense isn't perhaps working to the level of efficiency that the varsity offense is. Umatilla said that the keys to the game, and they really felt they could do this, was to contain the running of Rama Rudolph, 126 yards, and to contain the passing and running of Dane Peterson, close to 200 yards rushing and over 100 yards passing with two touchdowns. And Dane responsible himself pretty much for five touchdowns. Umatilla did not do what they needed to do in terms of containing the Prep offense. We're definitely seeing some progress with that offense, progress with the passing. Looks promising as we look ahead to future play, which we will get into when we take this final break. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Kennewick St. Joseph's Catholic School has been preparing leaders for the church and the world for more than 50 years. All successful school systems require parent involvement. And with over 10,000 hours of volunteer service to the school, St. Joseph's parent community sets the standard. St. Joseph's has a superb children's center and Montessori preschool programs. Is there anything more important than your child's education? St. Joseph's Catholic School, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back at Chihuahua Field here in Pasco, where Tri-Cities Prep has prevailed in thundering fashion over the Umatilla Vikings for homecoming. 49-14 is the final score. And to wrap things up, talk a little bit about what's coming up and what we might be hoping to see from the Jaguars for the rest of the season, because pretty soon league play is going to be coming up. And so we'll talk very briefly, first of all, with what has been happening in the league. KHSS, of course, is run by Walla Walla Catholic Radio, and you guys are big fans out there of DeSales. And DeSales, coming into tonight's game, was 3-1 hosting LeGrand. It'll be interesting to see what happens at that game, as LeGrand is a very large school, and I'm sure will present a challenge to the Irish. Assotin, at this point, was 0-4. They played Clarkson's JV on Thursday, and I do not have a score for that. Waitsburg Prescott right now is a 2-2. They're hosting Tiona Benton tonight after having gotten manhandled by Heppner last week at 45-7. So while there are no league standings right now, obviously, because none of the teams have played one another. But with Assotin at 0-4, Waitsburg Prescott at 2-2, DeSales at 3-1, and now Tri-Cities Prep at 4-1, there may potentially be a pecking order starting to present itself, but in the end, it's not really going to significantly matter till play starts. I do want to talk briefly about this Waitsburg Prescott score. Like I said, they got beat pretty soundly last week by Heppner, 45-7. Tri-Cities Prep got whipped 47-7 by Heppner the opening week, and I remember asking Coach Witsit before that particular game opened, I said, you really got your hands full with a team like Heppner. Why are we playing them? And he says, I want, in effect, to season this team. They need to have some adversity. We've sometimes played easy teams in the past, and it's made it difficult for us then to deal with the challenge the league play presents. So he threw them into the furnace with Heppner. And the kids actually responded well by then playing another Oregon 2A team in Stanfield and beating them the next week, then going up to Mapton and winning a decidedly sloppy game and hosting Soap Lake, which was also decidedly a one-sided affair. But this game tonight, Umatilla is a 3A team, bigger still, granted not as big as LeGrand. And they had some expectations they were going to come in and toss us up and down the field, and that did not happen. Prep pretty much dominated. They did have some difficulty in the first quarter, but once they got over their yips with those first two possessions, it was all Prep. So one would be hoping that in facing these larger Oregon schools, that Tri-Cities Prep is getting a certain amount of seasoning that will hopefully serve them well as they look to move into league play. And we have one more game of seasoning coming up. That's next Friday. We've had a three-game homestand, or we're having a three-game homestand, and that's the final game of that homestand, so to speak, will be next Friday, once again, 7 p.m., here at Tijuana. The Jaguars will be hosting Enterprise Oregon, and that will be the last of our warm-ups, because after that we travel to Waitsburg and then to Assotin and then the Holy Bowl on October 30th, where we get to host the Irish here at Tijuana. So that will do it from Tijuana Field here in Pasco. The homecoming game has been quite the homecoming for Tri-Cities Prep. They won in convincing fashion over Umatilla, 49-14. We look forward to broadcasting and hopefully seeing you here at Tijuana next Friday, 7 p.m., when the Jaguars host Enterprise Oregon. We're going to sign off here from Tijuana Field. You have been listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars Sports Action on 100.7 FM, KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.